Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it is July 10th, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we are going to be taking phones throughout the first, second, third, and fourth hour today. It is the Friday show. They re-air Saturday evenings on XM. So we'll tell you about that frequency as well coming up in the next segment. Some of the guests we have on today, Bob Chapman, will be joining us in the third hour from the International Forecaster to break down the economic developments and geopolitical developments of the last week. He joins us every Friday. Webster Griffin Tarpley, economist, political analyst, all-around great guy, always informative. He'll break down the latest Obama agendas and the global greenhouse gas takeover system that we're facing. He will be joining us coming up in the last hour of the show today. Man, I just had so many fantastic, exciting things happen in the last few days, especially a phone call I just had before I went on air. I want to say hi to the great folks out there listening. It just is a distraction at certain levels how amazing life is and how if you just take action and stand up against tyranny, the great things that happen, the wonderful people you meet, the fellow freedom fighters, the fellow lovers of truth that you run into in this life. It is just so buoying and exciting, and I just don't have words to describe it. That said, I wasn't here yesterday because I'm trying to stay focused on the film and a book I'm trying to finish both of, and I have a deadline of less than 2 months to finish both of them. And so coming up the next few weeks, there may be a few shows where I'm not here. Because I have to meet deadlines, and I've met every deadline that I've ever had, except for one. This book is already now behind schedule, so it's a second deadline now. And so you're going to hear Jason Burmes did a great job yesterday popping in occasionally in the next couple months. As I finish this book and the film, you know, the radio show is number one and is most important, but it's unscripted. It's uncrafted. It's not polished, which is good. The chaos involved in it and the freewheeling and the phone calls and the guests, and it's important. It's listened to by millions of people every single day now. But the films are evergreen and is my true passion. And that's where I can really put across what I believe and what I stand for and the information I'm covering. And so, I don't know, I'm just drawn, I'm torn. I feel like I'm going in too many directions. And the time is short, the globalists are moving on us on every front. I just appreciate all of you and all of your support. And just know this, we're not perfect, we don't have all the answers, we make mistakes. And I'm trying to mature here and live up to the challenge of the amazing responsibility I have, because I never knew. When I first got involved in this 14 years ago, that it would turn into something like it is now. I just, in my wildest dreams, I just set out to stand up against tyranny and corruption, and I am just humbled and really blasted, but blasted in a good way. And by the excitement and the support and the love and the interfacing with humanity is so amazing and so wholesome and so good. But at the same time, the death threats and the surveillance and the harassment and the lies about me, it's all like a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. We'll be right back with all the news. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks. It really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
You down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to be clear about this particular subject, and I want to flesh it out and really break down the different facets to it. Because when you talk about man-made climate change, when you talk about issues of attacks on free speech, when you talk about serfdom and feudalism and animal ID and premises ID, the global federalization and corporatization of all farms and ranches, the domestication of society, it all ties together under Agenda 21, under United Nations laws and treaties that our illegitimate government, Congress, are signatories to. So I want to go over some of that today. Also want to take your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll again have open phones throughout the radio show today on any issue, item, or news story you wish to discuss, and there are plenty of them, 1-800-259-9231. climate denial, astroturfers should stop hiding behind pseudonyms online. To stop oil, coal, and electricity companies inserting their views into the media by stealth, we need to make blog commenters accountable. Now, this is George Monbiot out of the London Guardian. Now, George Monbiot, a month ago, was a signatory with several hundred other major media columnists calling for a one-world government. He signed an open letter calling for a world government. One of the other signers wrote a story for the Financial Times of London we've talked a lot about called And Now for World Government, where it says, yes, we want an authoritarian world government run by private banks that you will pay all your carbon taxes to, that will chronicle and categorize everything you do and how you live your life. Now, we simultaneously are seeing news articles here in the United States and bills introduced and the major media beating the drum to license bloggers, license you so that you're allowed to have your free speech, and so the government and the establishment says you're certified information. And they want to pass lobbying laws where you can't come out and criticize a bill or a piece of legislation. But then the big banks, the big oil companies, by the way, they're all supporting the global carbon tax. They can run around and push all the propaganda they want all day, but that if you speak out against them on your blog or your MySpace or anywhere else, you're not allowed to. And they're actually proposing this. They're not just introducing cyberbullying acts and hate crime acts, one of them that's passed the House, that say that if you influence somebody to go out and do something illegal, that you're going to be held accountable. And we've got Obama running around saying, we're going to arrest people for crimes they might commit in the future with no evidence and indefinitely hold them. This is all tyranny on steroids. And every time I get up on air and I explain that the sun is causing the earth to warm, and now that the sun has cooled off, is not putting out as much radiation, it's causing the earth to cool. Every time I go on the air and play video, when we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, of the composite satellite images from the 1970s till now, during the spring and summer, the ice cap gets smaller on the north and south, the Arctic and the Antarctic. And during the winter, it gets bigger. But the media every year only shows you the spring and summer and says, look, it's all disappearing, it's all melting right now, in a parlor trick, in a scam, in a fraud. And every time I do that, I get scores of emails and people commenting all over Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and all over YouTube and everywhere else. And I'm not even looking for this stuff, and I see it everywhere, saying Alex Jones works for oil companies. Alex Jones is lying. He's paid to lie. I mean, it's a fact that the ice caps expand by 33% on average and contract by 33%. During the summer, they get smaller. During the winter, they get bigger. It's a fact that polar bear numbers are up. It's a fact they swim out to the ice floes and hunt beluga whale and seal. It's a fact they're not dying. It's a fact they're not drowning because all the ice melted. The ice didn't melt. It's one of the biggest expansions in record last winter. And now it's contracting. And they show that on the news. They show it contracting and show you a few months of it contracting and know they're lying. And when I had David DeRothschild on a few years ago, he's in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, he said, you work for an oil company. You're being paid by the oil companies. You own oil. I started laughing at him, and he went, no, you do. You do, don't you? When the Rothschilds are some of the biggest holders of private land and oil company stocks in the world on record. And the oil companies have all got behind man-made global warming and global tax. They're all behind it. Ladies and gentlemen, I have so much evidence, I don't know where to start. I told you that last week I was in a Barnes & Noble's, and I had this idea as I was walking past a magazine rack. I said, I'm going to close my eyes, walk up to that magazine rack, and I'm going to reach into the rack and grab two magazines. And then I'm going to read those magazines, and I'm going to cover the propaganda in them. And I pulled a woman's magazine, and I left that at home. I didn't get through that one. There was so much propaganda, I couldn't even get through one of them. And I pulled The Atlantic. Atlantic Monthly. And I pulled The Atlantic. And then I sat down that night and tried to read it. And ladies and gentlemen, half of the advertisers, every other page is a full page ad by oil companies saying global warming's real, we need a global tax. Now, here is Mr. Monbiot, George Monbiot, saying that the oil companies are secretly funding bloggers and scientists that don't believe in man-made global warming and that we need to have our free speech banned. He also, again, writes articles calling for dictatorial world government. And it's all the same, all these writers, it's a carbon copy. And then openly, I walk up and randomly grab two magazines and the woman's magazine. Forget the name. What is it? Look or Self or something. I started looking, and the first few pages were drug ads and Prozac type drug ads and your husband's bad ads and you don't need marriage anymore. Divorce is good. And I didn't footnote that one. I footnoted Atlantic, the Atlantic. July, August 2009 issue, and this one says marriage isn't good. This has an article titled Getting Over Marriage. Like, let me get the exact headline. I don't see it here. It's near the end. I've got it footnoted. The point is, when we go live at prisonplanet.tv later, I'm going to show you the actual Atlantic Monthly article, but there's a whole other area of this. We're literally submerged. We're drowning. We're being held under propaganda. You look at Times Square, New York City, with the flashing telescreens and the blurbs and being bombarded by media everywhere. We've all got our Apple iPhones bombarding us with news and information and government propaganda. There's radio, TV everywhere. We're losing our humanity. And something like The Atlantic or The Economist is targeting the middle class, the supposed upper crust, the upper middle class. And when you read one of these, it's just total propaganda, total dehumanization. And this is what I randomly grabbed off the shelf. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of magazines, hundreds of them. And you can grab anything, but when you grab something that intelligentsia read, it's just all propaganda in your face. But when you read kind of the general public magazines, it's all about distractions, diversions, not caring about your neighbor, just being blissfully unaware. And when you watch the teleprompter reading InfoBabes, it's all giggling and laughing and everything's happy. It's all meant to soothe you. And they'll talk about some horrible tyranny like it's a good thing, but then they'll talk about somebody who's for liberty and freedom and occasionally frown about them, and it's all about body language. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take away anything from this radio show, it's this. You're being bombarded constantly with an agenda of enslavement and dehumanization and death. I mean, the two magazines I grabbed off the shelf randomly. I'm 10 feet away. I close my eyes. I walk up, hands out. Grab two magazines, open them. Some lady's looking at me like I'm a lunatic. But I wanted to just randomly test enemy operations, and it hit me and hit me hard. It blew me over. It's everything. Just total devastation. And now they want to ban our free speech so we can just, you know, try to fend off their attacks. These bastards are so criminal and so cold-blooded. Mom Beat knows exactly what he's doing.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 9th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $915.40. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $941.87, $470.93 for a half ounce, or $235.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $941.87, $470.93, and $235.47.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Everywhere, hitting you from every angle. And all I do is study this and study history and study the enemy's own manuals, their own public documents. And I am an expert on the New World Order and a general knowledge of their operations. And it is hard for me, totally dedicated to this, to even be able to grasp all the things they're doing. Because it's like a hive of locusts that just operate as like a hive colony of corrupt, lying insects that have all these instincts of evil and deception and duplicity. I mean, the oil companies are openly financing the global carbon tax move because they're owned by the big central banks. But then they put out the hoax that oil companies are financing anti-global warming news, and then openly, this isn't the only magazine I've seen, Time Magazine, Newsweek, all of you have seen it. If you're at the dentist office or a beauty salon today, or anywhere, pick up a news magazine. It's all global carbon tax and how great it is and how great global government is. And then I'm called a kook and people say it doesn't exist when I play the Pope calling for a world government or I play Al Gore calling for it. They can call for it everywhere and then they have newspapers call up and ask me if I'm crazy if it thinking it exists. I mean, it's just crazy mind games, folks. And almost all of these newspaper reporters, people like Mombiot, lives in London, drinks sodium fluoride every day, probably shoots his kids up with vaccines full of mercury. I see Bill Clinton on TV all the time looking like he's about to die drinking Diet Coke full of aspartame. These people are all eating their own poison. I don't know. You're a bunch of lunatics, man. I mean, you know, you're crazy like a fox. You are in control. You are a pack of liars and deceivers. People trying to destroy our freedom of speech. In fact, print me that article, guys. I forgot to do it this morning. I don't want to just source anything without actually having it for people because folks are lazy and they won't believe it. Will you guys print me up? Will you guys print me up the headline? Journalist, prominent journalist sign letter calling for world government. And just add Mombiot in. I want to get the exact headline. I think it was Times of London or something, but that was like a month ago. Do you understand Mombiot writes articles saying there is no world government, only kooks and crazies believe in it. And then he openly writes articles calling for world government. I mean, this is a religion of disdain, a religion of practicing mental illness on the public. That's why they claim they killed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed more than 12 or 13 times. Steve Watson's done stories counting it up. And they would say they killed him 2 months before and then say, oh, we killed him again. And then never retract the last time they killed him. And they did that with Chemical Ali and Saddam's sons and a bunch of, and they do it on purpose. They practice lying, having it openly be a lie. It's like Obama saying he's fighting against loopholes for the bankers getting stimulus money and brokerage firms. And then it turns out he signed the executive order and ordered Senator Dodd to put it on as a rider in the stimulus package. And then they blamed Dodd and tried to hang out their own minion. And Dodd turned against him and said, you told me to do that and you signed the executive order. I mean, just levels of deceit I've never seen. And they'll even burn their own people for no reason that even serve them. It's why would any of you, even psychos, want to serve people like this who want to kill everybody? Even if you're a psycho, you're not getting a place at the table, dummy. But you just are so enamored with the evil and the destructiveness and the mass killing like a moth, like a demonic interdimensional hellraiser insect that is flying towards the vortex of death, a black flame, black sunshine, just flying into the mouth of this hell force. I don't understand. It's just insane. Until you realize it's a tidal force of evil. It's just a self-destructive, turn the chessboard over, crap in your own nest. Why do people do the things they do? I realize that society is imploding. It's falling apart everywhere. And I never had some high view of myself as some strong person or smart person or decent person or wholesome person, but I guess I really am. I see, I recognize all the evil in myself, all the greed, all the pettiness, and I don't like it. But I guess that's what it is to be good, though. See, I've always felt guilty and bad, but see, I guess that's what it is to be good. Most of these people don't even feel any of it. They don't even recognize good and evil. It's a fun game for Mombiot to call for banning free speech, and you bastard. I'm going to come back, take your calls, but next hour I'm getting into all of this, and I got a ton of other news. I'm wound up.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is it. We're in the hands of people very similar to the Soviets, the communist Chinese, the Nazis,
there must be some kind of way out of here.
The Romans in the 300s, during the very serious final decline.
I can't get no relief.
The Byzantines couldn't even imagine the things this corrupt elite do. The horrors meted out in Constantinople to terrorize the public into submission. Can't even hold a candle to the sun. Blazing evil that we now face.
No reason to get excited. The thing they kindly spoke. There are many here among us.
We are the same as those men and women thousands of years ago.
But you and now
we are the same.
And this is not our fate.
But now there's technology.
So let us go.
An accelerating society. And you add that to the crisis of conscience, and you have a recipe for explosive disaster. attacks in nuclear weapons, bioweapons, billions of people, massive compact cities completely dependent. Shrinking rural societies. The elite wanted to take over society. They wanted to play God as scientific dictators. So they devastated the family. They devastated the very anchors of civilization, openly in their textbooks, bragging about what they were setting up. And now look at what they've wrought. Look at what they've created. Look at what their hands have created in the potter's wheel. It is certainly nightmarish. All right, I said I'm going to take your phone calls. I'm going to do it right now, and then I'm going to go over all this coming up later. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv next hour. Then Bob Chapman comes on after that. Then Webster Tarpley today on this Friday edition. But climate denial should stop hiding behind pseudonyms online. And he wants global government listing of what is certified news and what isn't. G8 set new goals for global warming targets. BBC, I want to go over that as well. Newark mayor encourages snitches to turn in gun owners. Burmese did a great job breaking this down yesterday, but I want to get more into it next hour. U.S. consumers fall behind on loans at record pace. California is collapsing all by design right into the hands of the bankers. We're not just saying this now. We predicted it all to a T because we know the globalist game plan. They've practiced it in the third world arenas for a long time. We know their designs. We have their playbooks. More news coming out about black sites in Europe and Central Asia and the Middle East, where they torture men, women, and children to death in many cases. We'll go over that. Also, the Washington Business Journal reports economists, FDIC, gearing up for bank closures. Also, I've got a Council on Foreign Relations press release I want to get to later. They're bragging that Jeb Bush is heading up the Council on Foreign Relations Committee that directly then gives marching orders. I mean, their own press release admits this. To Barack Obama. So they're formulating the new swindle, the new way to package their lie to try to pass total complete amnesty. So we can read, just like the CFR put out new talking points 6 months ago, publicly saying we're not going to call it global warming. People know it's cooling. We're not even going to call it climate change. We're going to call it our deteriorating atmosphere, that we're losing our atmosphere. Suddenly the children's books, Time Magazine for kids, Newsweek for kids, all the major news, it's deteriorating atmosphere, that the planet's off-gassing. We're losing our atmosphere. Carbon dioxide's eating holes in it. Total crap. Doesn't matter. By the way, when I get into the Atlantic Monthly, guess what I found in here? I flipped towards the back, and they have a terraforming article, just like the Wall Street Journal's article a few weeks ago, openly saying they want to manipulate and engineer the weather. This one is images from the ground up of a red sky, an atmosphere dying, with giant blimps spraying chemtrails out, saving the earth. I mean, it's just everywhere. I mean, I go randomly and grab two magazines off of newsstand, and one of them is telling women, be decadent, you should all be princesses, with people feeding you grapes and rubbing your feet all day, and men are scum, and you want to go out and be a whore, and families aren't good. And the other one is, we're going to chemtrail you because we love you. And by the way, we need to put taxes on all of you to save the earth. I mean, it's just, I marvel. I do. I mean, I marvel that the bankers bamboozle everybody through this fraud of controlling the money supply out of nothing, and they can buy endless crooks and swindlers and liars that will sell their race out for fake status while they themselves are being bombarded with chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals. I mean, you bastards with one hand take fiat money, the image and the symbol of energy and people's labor that the bankers get for nothing. You will kill your mother for it, kill your children for it. You will do anything. Most people I talk to that get abortions, they say, well, I wanted a new car and I didn't want to afford a kid. So you go in there and chop, you know what? You go in there and you have the abortion. You don't want to hear about it, do you? Because you've done it. Because you got a conscience. It means you hadn't lost your soul yet. You go in there and you do it so you can have a car. Well, don't worry. They're going to have so many carbon taxes on you, you're not going to be able to afford a car. You're going to be on government housing, and you're not going to be allowed to have kids. That's the next phase. The elite's already bred up enough third world people in this country to use as weapons against the middle class that they're going to start culling those folks off too now. We're going into the end game here, and this ain't going to be pretty. And you know in your gut, and you know intellectually, I'm telling you the truth, we're in red level crisis. Oh my God. Oh my God, what have we turned? Well, what has happened to us? You know, societies always collapse from decadence and evil and corruption. Every recorded history, Roman history, Jewish history, Chinese history, Babylonian history, Persian history, Mesoamerican history, Japanese history, the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, they always collapse from corruption. Always. Always. And that's why there's that Bible verse. You guys print that Bible verse for me. I forget the exact verse, but if they will seek my face and repent, I will heal their land. But just Bible verse, I will heal their land. It'll come up for you. Please, you guys do a great job, and they're Googling. They're getting to be the fastest guns in the West on that. Jaron Neihart and Paul Hartman, heart to heart in there. You know, they try to take your soul, take your mind, take who you are. They try to program you with all their crap. And they try to teach you that nobody's for real and there is no honor and there are no heroes. You are heroes if you take care of your children, if you're a loving person, if you don't cheat and steal. You're a hero. That's a hero today. If you just keep your soul, you're a hero. If you just love your children, you're a hero. If you don't resent doing hard work and doing the dishes and washing the laundry and watering the yard and helping your neighbor jump their car, if you don't resent other people, if you don't have a bitter, selfish, jealous, demonic attitude, you're a winner. If you don't kill your young, you're a hero. Can't you even do that? And I know you can. And that's why the enemy has stepped up their programs against me everywhere, with whisper campaigns and demonization campaigns and lying and backstabbing. And it's all about destroying trust. Because they don't want you to look at me with all my problems and all my warts and all my haughtiness and arrogance. They don't want you to see me as an example, though, that you can be a leader and you can take action and you can affect change. The establishment wants to pull me down and lie and say I'm a government agent or I'm this or I'm that. It's all lies. I am real. I am as real as when you stub your toe and tear your toenail off. I'm as real as when you miss a nail with a hammer and smash your thumb off. I'm as real as when you're 13 years old and ask that girl out and you take her to the movies and your parents drop you off and you meet her and the first time you kiss her. I'm as real as a big plate of steaming enchiladas with cheese and rice and beans. I'm as real as a punch in the nose. I'm as real as the first time you get up water skiing. I'm as real as the first time you see a baby. Your baby come out of the mother's womb. And you're as real as all of that as well. The information is real. The fruits are real. The honorable last stand against tyranny is real. The fact that I can look forward in the future and guarantee they're going to kill me deader than a hammer or set me up and lock me up in a prison and beat the living hell out of me every week and break me. You know, I don't mourn the people that attack me and lie about me because they're attacking me and destroying my name. I don't mourn for me that they're doing it. I mourn that they didn't have the good parents I had, didn't have the life experiences I had, didn't ever learn about knowledge or wisdom. Not that I have much of it. My God, they have none of it. No discernment. That they'll never have higher knowledge. That they'll never discover the secrets of life. That I'm just beginning to discover. And it's like lightning. It's incredible. It's magic. And so much human potential. I feel sad for FBI agents. I feel sad for BATF agents. A dishonorable profession. A wicked job. A fake criminal system of bravado. I feel sorry for people who attack me, not even because they're government agents and have joined the evil, but because they're pettily arrogant and frustrated and jealous of my success, jealous of someone going into a fiery building trying to save people. Jealous. Because I'm for real, you can be for real too. Threatened by someone who's real. Threatened by someone who's honorable. Threatened by sincerity. You are in this for the wrong reason. You should have a spirit of wanting to pour yourself out in service to humanity, wanting to pour yourself out in resistance to tyranny, wanting to resist the bullies and the thugs. You should be able to image what's happening to children and women and men in bondage worldwide, the horrible suffering, the torture, the captives. The fact that the evil system revels in caging humanity, revels in enslaving humanity. Revels in degrading and revels in having the power and not being able to be resisted or ever brought to justice. All of us, myself included, but every day, because we're immersed in evil and corruption and decadence, we have to hit our knees, even if you don't believe in God or a creator and can't see the just magical creation all around you. And just the far outness of we have dreams, incredible stories while we're asleep, full of color, each one like a greater than a Hollywood production in our minds. We are surrounded by a universe and an atmosphere and oceans and life and all of the complexities and the miracles. The cup runneth over. It is just beautiful and wondrous. But the system tries to bend our will, bend our psyche, bend our soul away from all that's wholesome and good and upright. We all, even if you don't believe in God, you should believe in the human soul and the human spirit and its connection to things greater. And you should realize we're all spoiled brats, myself included. And you should know what Chronicles 7:14 says. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. All of us are in a daily battle not to be petty and small and bestial and fall into the flesh. We need to reach for the stars with everything we've got. And then the eye hath not seen, the ear hath not heard what is in store for this species. We cannot even fathom it. We cannot even imagine it. We cannot even begin to imagine what is in store for us. And I don't mean for us individually, but for our great-great-grandchildren and those to come. If we can keep the species whole, if we can stop it from being irrevocably damaged by the elite and their genetic engineering programs and their attempts to damage the species out of nihilistic bloodlust, they are with pleasure savaging the core of the species, which is the true organism itself. I am a white blood cell. I am a resistance system. I am a T lymphocyte in the body politic of humanity. I am operating in an attempt to activate other cells in the body politic to resist the cancer spreading through us at an alarming rate. Hold the breach. Replicate. Resist the tyrants.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
In Canada. I know why they always say anonymous. Just say your name's Bill. That's so funny. Joseph in California, Frank in North Carolina, Vicky in Idaho. But I guess a rose by any other name is still a rose, so whatever. And I'm going to break down a bunch of news. Coming up, we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv 8 after next hour. So we'll do 2 hours and 52 minutes of the radio show today, simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv, I want to thank all the great members. We've tried to upgrade the site and add a lot of new features to it. It's been up for 5+ years. My book, Paul Watson's book, all of my films are super high quality. The live show every day, simulcast, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. I want to thank everybody that are members and encourage folks that aren't members to become members. I'd also encourage folks to visit the online video store and bookstore and TV, overall place where people can get all the T-shirts. Just a lot of great new Liberty Idea T-shirts. You know, the new T-shirt is Don't Steal, the Government Hates Competition. Kind of took the classic bumper sticker, made it into a shirt. You can also get my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You can also get Fabled Enemies, Jason Mermis's film, The Obama Deception. They're all available at Infowars.com, and then you also support us by doing that. And I do want to thank one of our sponsors this hour as well. That has made this hour possible. That's Home Game and the Little Orange Gorilla, Max, Little Orange Gorilla. There's links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Home Game site is HomeGain.com. The site is absolutely free. They have street view where you can look at the house at street levels and take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. The best thing I think they have is the Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. These folks have been around for 10 years helping home sellers and buyers. Now is no time to mess around with your largest asset. Find a quality realtor at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. So we want to thank HomeGain.com today. All right, let's go to Venezuela and talk to David. David, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Oh, it's reality's a little overwhelming. And as my discernment accelerates, I just can't imagine if I live to be 80 years old what it'll be like.
I hear you. I got two questions. One, you did an interview with Colonel Bob Bowman a couple days ago, but you interviewed him once before about a couple years ago.
Yes, I've interviewed him, I don't know, probably 10 times.
Yeah, in one of the times, I think it was a couple of years ago, you were telling him about when you had predicted 9/11 in July of that year on your show and told people to call the White House, and you were telling him that you had done that, and you said to him, you told him, and then you said, that's the kind of sources I have in the Pentagon. I was just wondering what he meant by that.
Yeah, I say stuff on air, and I've gotten probably 50 emails over the years about that. Like, oh, my God, that was secret radio transmission, and I've been, you know, caught. No, I mean, I said that on air. I remember getting calls from people saying something big's coming up. We're not sure what it is. And I've said that over and over again on air. I could also see all the chatter, the way they were building up on the media, the way the feds had bombed the World Trade Center the first time in 93. And, yeah, absolutely. That's what I mean by it.
I mean, people in the Pentagon told you that they were planning something like that was coming up?
Specifically, I picked up on 9/11 being an inside job because I saw the whole preparatory buildup towards it. Hold on, I'll try to explain it to you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into the second hour of this Friday live transmission. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I do another Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, also syndicated nationwide on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates. And we are very honored that you have decided to join us here today. Coming up in the next hour, Bob Dacey with his once a week. Bob Dacey. I was trying to get Bob Dacey to come on the show yesterday. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster will be joining us, as he always does every Friday. But now I'm moving it from the second hour to the third hour. So now it'll always be in the third hour. And then we've got George Monbiot news coming up with him calling for banning free speech, basically, on blogs and the internet, claiming that oil companies are secretly funding the bloggers and saying global warming isn't man-made. So that's coming up. And then we also have Webster Griffin Tarpley coming on the show. I also want to get into politicians around the country calling for people to snitch out even legal guns and have their neighbors turn them in. And even if it doesn't turn out the gun was illegal, you'll still get your $1,000. So I want to break that down. I know Jason Burma sitting in yesterday covered some of that, but I want to get back into that coming up in this hour. So jam-packed. And the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, but I do want to now take some calls before I get into all of that news in this segment and the next for folks that are holding, David and others. I know some stations just now tuned in, kind of like XM only carries the last 3 hours of the Friday show. So I want to recap. He just called in and said, you had Bob Bowman on, former head of the Star Wars program, talking about a bunch of different issues a few days ago. And years ago, he was on your show, and you were talking about how you predicted 9/11 and on July 25th launched Operation Expose the Government Terrorist on your TV show and radio show. Said, call the White House, tell them don't blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on your CIA asset, Osama bin Laden. Then I added, that's the kind of sources I have in the Pentagon. And yes, as I've said hundreds of times, there are just thousands of different data points, and they were in a preparatory phase in the mainstream media over and over and over again saying that terrorists are going to attack. When they attack, give all your rights up. America's not going to be the same. And I knew the feds had already hit the World Trade Center in 93. I could see the preparation. And then I did get some phone calls from individuals saying, you're right, there's going to be a big terror attack in the next 3 months. But that's not just me. The Washington Post, in fact, I'm going to try to print this article up. On September 10th, ran an article written by a retired military officer. I've got to pull it to remember exactly what, saying Israel may stage a terror attack as a pretext to get us involved in the Middle East very soon, including with nukes. Now, again, I'm not waiting in on Israel running the 9/11 attacks. My issue is a lot of people were trying to get warnings out. A lot of people knew this was coming. So, yes, sir, I got unspecific warnings, and I've put that on record. Does that answer your question, David from Venezuela?
Yeah. Let me just ask the second one. You said this on air many times, and this is, I'm asking you this to, just to try to get an insight into the workings of the machine, you know. You've said that they've tried to hire you, you know, offer you big contracts and kind of buy you off or whatever. I was wondering if you could say who, what companies that was and what terms they tried to get you into and how much they offered you.
Well, as a journalist, when I'm wearing that hat, if somebody says this is off the record, it's then off the record. That's the whole point. But I'll explain when we get back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday, the 10th day of July, 2009. We have 2 hours and 52 minutes left in this worldwide broadcast. We are now in to the second hour. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I come back live Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. for an abbreviated transmission, Central Standard Time as well. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, in the news, years ago we made films talking about how the IMF, the World Bank, the Council on Foreign Relations were openly calling for world government and a new global currency and a carbon tax we're going to pay to the private banks. And we get called conspiracy theorists, but now there's hundreds of articles a week. Hundreds. If you just go to Google and type in world currency and click news, there's hundreds this week in the news section. Forget the web. This is just everywhere. This is just happening all over. And so we're going to go over that coming up here. Medvedev, the Russian president, the protege of Putin, the prime minister, unveils new world currency coin. Now, I mean, I've got Money Magazine from 1989 calling for the world currency. I mean, this is a fact. This is happening. And then I've got AP, Reuters, LA Times. I mean, just today, here's the LA Times for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You can check it out for yourself. So we're going to be going over that. We're going to be going over calls to restrict the free press and, quote, certified blogs and media, the hate crimes bill, the cyberbullying bill, that is all coming up. But first, I want to take some of your phone calls who've been holding since the last hour, people that are patiently holding there, like Anonymous, Joseph, Frank, Vicky, Rich, and others. But I had a caller for stations that just joined us. He was asking about the fact that I've mentioned many times on air that I've had offers at selling out. And some of them have been veiled, others have been overt. But I wear many hats. I wear the hat of a filmmaker. I wear the hat of a syndicated radio host. I wear the hat of a journalist. We've broken a lot of national stories. And so when someone says this is off record, unless it's illegal, what they're telling me, and, you know, completely immoral, I don't break that confidence. That's why I'm known as somebody who people hold in confidence. I mean, I know a lot of really huge Hollywood stars, some of the biggest. And it's kind of like, when I was like 13, 14, my dad said, you know, the secret to the girls liking you in school is kiss and don't tell. You know, dads, when you're on fishing trips, tell you these things. And, you know, he told you, don't act desperate with a girl. If you like her, tell her that, but be confident. Kiss and don't tell. Boy, I put that into function. It was certainly a lot of the girls wanted to be kissed because, you know, they wanted me to take them on a date, but they didn't want me to talk about everything that happened on the date. So it's called journalistic sources. And it's the same thing. I've been at the Texas Capitol going back 12 plus years ago and had people like, well, let's just say as high level as you get in state government, walk over and say, Alex, is this off record? Sure, if you'd like it to be. Look, these slaves don't want your help. And you ought to work with the system. Some of us aren't that bad, but we know the system's corrupt. We work through it, and you just ought to join us. You're a young, smart guy. You ought to play ball with us. One time I had a very, very famous local Democrat in Texas, a big campaign donor to Bill Clinton, call me up and say, we like your show, and you're a smart guy, and you could move up and Democratic Party politics. You're good looking. You're smart. I guess this was in about 97. I was on the radio and local cable TV. And he said, you ought to quit bashing Bill Clinton and you ought to know what a great guy he is. And you ought to come over to some of our meetings and, you know, get involved with us. And then about a month later, I went on and bashed Bill Clinton a bunch more and called him a criminal and stuff and played video of him with a Chinese general shaking their hands. And I got this threatening phone call. The guy had my home number. My home number was the cable TV hotline number, people, you know, comment line. I was in a little apartment. And the guy called up saying, you've done it now. I can't believe you did that. So, I mean, you know, that's an example right there. Or you have a radio executive of one of the big three syndicators, isn't even really around today. I guess this is like a 1997, fly into Austin and take me out to eat at a local Chinese food restaurant and say, Alex, do you want to be on a crusade, which is going nowhere? You're not going to get put on a bunch of stations. You're not going to get your word out. You're just going to probably not end up not even being on radio because, you know, stations get bought and sold and you're lucky to even be on the air locally. That's really hard to do. Or do you want to be a big star? no more black helicopters, no more Federal Reserve. And I said, is this an offer at a payoff? And he said, no, this is the way the world works. You're talented. You have incredible radio presence. You reach out and grab people, and you deserve producers and support, and you can make $1 million in the first year. You could be the next Rush Limbaugh. And of course, I knew they'd done this to 100 young punks. You know, I wasn't being, you know, deluded by this, but the money was offered. And I said, thanks, but no thanks. And they couldn't believe it. And then I had other meetings with other radio people who weren't even that big. And there were similar offers. But standing up for the Second Amendment, not losing the deer rifle that my dad's dad gave him, that my dad gave me, the equivalent of that of a sword that had been passed down. I cared more about that sword than about all the money in the world. Do you understand that? I don't want to lose that. I care more about my children. I didn't know why I was the way. I've learned more about instincts and what makes us tick. But I cared more about my children than I hadn't even had yet. And their future generations. I love them all. And I want them to exist. I know what we do now at this key crossroads controls the destiny of humanity. We can't hand over that responsibility to these tyrants and control freaks. And these people that are very, very spiritually broken and weak and corrupt. And so I turned that down. And I've been offered a couple national TV shows. But the way these get offered is you get contacted, and this is what we want you to do, and we want you to kind of be a clown, and we'll put you on national TV. And I go, you know, I'm not really interested in that. And then production companies go, okay, well, we'll do it according to how you'd like to do it. And then they pitch that, and they say no. So, you know, I mean, I don't even care now. I mean, I think I've had three or four national production companies call me to pay me to go do pilots and even do it my way. I mean, I'm being offered TV shows and I'm not even calling them back. I'm like, nah, I don't even want it because I don't even want to go fly around on planes and be with these Hollywood people and film a bunch of stuff. And then they'll try to go sideways on me and make me look stupid. Then I get in a big fight and, you know, politically, frankly, I don't even want the work. I want to just make my films my way, do it my way, even though it's not perfect, and do my little radio show. And frankly, I dream of seeing the South Pacific, seeing the stars from the Southern Hemisphere. I dream of going to Europe. I dream of going to Egypt. I want to go to Africa. I've got a wanderlust. I just dream of fishing and swimming in underground cenotes and aquifers, skin diving in the aquifers around here. I don't even want to let people know there's all these cenotes, as they're called in Mexico here in Texas. It'll be too crowded when I try to go to them. It's been years since I've even gotten to go to one. It's nothing like swimming around in those caves with lights shining down and the big fish and snapping turtles that are in them. And it's just heaven. Getting out on the side of a cypress bank and eating a bologna and cheese sandwich while your kids play with boats and little toy boats. Just the heat and the crickets and the bugs and the buzz. It's just totally, but then when I get in one of those places, my soul opens up, my humanity opens up, and I want to go warn people about the New World Order, and then I can't be there anymore, and I have to, like, I haven't in years been able to even enjoy nature, and I have to stumble back out up the cliffs, you know, to the car parking lot and drive back and start trying to warn people, and then I overwork and do it half-ass and go in all these different directions, and I just, all I can tell you, folks, is this is real. The New World Order is real. And I am making a sacrifice to be here doing this. I am sick of this. Man, I got so many stacks of news and corruption and evil that I don't even want to focus on it, because when I focus then, all the connections and the operations and the enemy program and different sectors of it, three-dimensional map pulls up in my mind from all my study, and I get a headache by the end of the show, and I get upset, and I'm like, my God, and I see what they're doing to us. I mean, these families call me en masse who were having their children taken, and I can't help them. And all these government sources and police and military calling me and incredible breaking news and videos and documents and FBI training films. And I don't even have time to get it on the web or analyze it or break it down. And all the big news we've broken, the DHS and MIAC and clergy response teams and wars and what was going to happen with the stock market and housing bubbles and having all this knowledge, having all this data, having all this discernment. And then knowing there's no way to even warn people or tell people. And then having them argue, you know, is it real? Is it real? God almighty, look around you. All right, look, I'm going to at least take 5 or 6 calls. And I got to get into all this global warming, global tax news, and a bunch of other stuff.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
You were sleeping. They
it away.
It was an inside job, just like it always is. All right, let's get through some of your calls, because I do have a ton of news I want to get to as well. We'll continue with calls. And Bob Chapman's on with us, Sam Webster Tarpa coming up. But it's incredible how fast these shows go by when I start pontificating. But I tell you, those were heavy questions. You know, wow, you really have sources in the Pentagon? Yeah. We really have sources. We really get FBI training videos in here. Unbelievable stuff. It'd be huge news. But I'm like writing a book, and I'm doing a film, and I keep saying I'm going to get this video up that's worse than the Mayak report, worse than DHS about conservatives and gun owners being terrorists. And then I have so few personnel, and then I've tried to grow my operation, but we're so busy doing all these other things. It's just insane, and just stacks of things, and people calling up saying, I'm losing my house. Help me do a money bond to pay for my house. And then listeners saying this. Then I'm like, well, I can't do that. If I do one listener's money bond, then everybody would expect a money bond for themselves. I could be like a liar like Obama and just hug him and say, oh, I'm going to get you a house, and then not do it. As if I can do that. As if I can barely even pay my own bills. And then if I tell people, hey, you can't start doing this, you can't ask for money on my forum, you can't, you know, then I'm bad. It's just like, it's not just going out and fighting the New World Order. It's dealing with all the politics, and then people think you're omnipresent and all-powerful, and you can wave magic wands and do a story on this, do a report on that. Hey, you're not talking about this flu thing enough, or you're not I saw something on 9/11 Blogger attacking me, saying I hadn't covered the nanothermite reports, and I just did a Google, and it was like 15 articles we posted in the last 2 months and four or five guests on it. I think actually we had Richard Gage on six times, and it's not enough. I'm covering up the nanothermite. In fact, I blew the towers up. It's me. And again, it's not even frustrating me that I have all these lies told about me. It's that I'm the bad one. It's that I did everything. I was the bad one. But it's like helping a drowning man. My parents, when I was a little kid, had a German Shepherd that if you were swimming, you couldn't take it swimming with you because it would come out and claw you trying to save you. But it's kind of the reverse of this. It's like trying to help a drowning man. I'm like, let me help you. You know, there's a new world order. You did it. Ah, and they're pushing me under. Yeah, you're the new world order. Oh, God. But I'm not going to be negative. I know I'm doing the right thing. I know I'm for real. I know I'm legitimate. And I know I'm going to move forward and try to warn people about vaccines that are killing them and chemtrailing that's going on that's mainstream news and wars and torture and government child kidnapping rings and government corruption and Obama lying about everything. I'm just here saying, wow, look at all this bad stuff. What does humanity want to do? We need to stand together and say no. And humanity, it's easier to say no. We're not going to fix any of this. We're going to get you. Ah. It's your fault, you know. And so all I can say is, folks, society is collapsing. This is the Big Depression. This is the New World Order. This is real. It's all happening now. This is just the beginning of the slide downward. Let's take a call. A ton of news is coming up. This isn't some radio show with a big act, a liberal act or a conservative act. This is one guy who's tuned into what the elite are saying and doing. And let me tell you, it's scary, folks. And all I'm not trying to tell you to believe what I say or what I do. I'm just telling you, you don't know the full picture. You're being manipulated. We're being lied to. None of us have the full picture. All we know is a bunch of crooks are running things, and we better do something about it. Anonymous in Canada. You're on the air, Anonymous.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, I'm going to have to let you go. I appreciate your call. No, I can't. I can't do this stuff back and forth with people. I'm sorry. Joseph in California. Joseph, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. It's an honor to be on your show. I appreciate all the work you've done. You're a legend of our time. I'd like to get on the Foster Care Agency and the crap they pulled. I was a survivor from 1994 to 1999. They told all kinds of lies. They tried to get my parents convicted of murder, which was completely impossible. It's about a baby that I buried. And anyways, that they tried to brainwash me to believing that I had helped bury the baby and everything. I mean, they were doing all kinds of bad stuff. My sisters got molested, and it's just an awful system. I'm telling the listeners right now, this is no lie. This is very true.
You ought to write that story up. You ought to post that on the web. Everybody should tell their horror stories about what government did to them. I appreciate your call. You got a bad phone. We'll come back and try to take a few more calls and see if we can get on the phone with people here. You know, my cell phone, when I use it, cuts out about half the time I'm using it. And everybody's on Skype phones and IP phones now. And I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out, is our communications getting better? As Joe Rogan said, by 2000, we're supposed to be flying around on silver jetpacks. Instead, my cell phone craps out every time I step behind a bush.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Life's one hell of an adventure.
By my side.
We're only here one time.
Many a young maid lost
her. I've made the decision to be legitimate, to be up front, try to be wholesome, to be for real, and to be a good guy. But if you're a good guy, you can't just say you're a good guy and then ignore all the evil that's going on around you. See, good propaganda, the elite has written, and Joseph Goebbels said this, so did Edward Bernays, the father of kind of Western propaganda in the last 100 years, that it speaks to your laziness, it speaks to your archetypes, it speaks to rationalization. People want to ignore things. We can't ignore the corruption that's out of control anymore, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go back to the calls as promised here. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, Frank.
Hey, Alex, I appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate you calling, and I appreciate that good, clear phone line.
Well, I thought you would appreciate that. I normally don't have the opportunity to do this, but I figured I'd take advantage of it. And so I am on a regular phone. I woke up back in 2005. It's the first time I've ever called you. I've been listening to your show ever since then and trying to wake up as many people as I can. But I was so caught up, you know, I'm embarrassed that it took me that long to wake up. I'm 43. I was so caught up in watching the insanity of the left that I wasn't paying enough attention to what the right was up to. I voted for George Bush. I'm ashamed to say I voted for him twice. I voted for his father before that. I did vote for Ron Paul in the Republican primary this past year, and I could not vote for McCain or Obama. But anyway, that's a little bit about me. But I credit you with, you know, helping me to break free of that false left paradigm. And also, Alan Watt has been instrumental in me really understanding the bigger picture. And I don't know how he does it. His knowledge is amazing, as is yours.
Is amazing is that when you research what Alan Watt's saying, which yes, we've done, it's all true. No matter how wild it sounds, it's all sourced. But see, I'll stop a lot of times and try to source what I'm saying. Alan, it's real smooth because a lot of times he won't even source it. He posts it on his site of sourcing, but he just says it as fact. And so that, you know, it just really comes off well. I'll go ahead and announce there's some bigger surprises, but he is in the next Obama film. It's hard to get into Canada, especially if you're anti-New World Order, but we got in, interviewed him for 2 days. He's going to be in the next two films, the eugenics film and the next Obama film. And so Alan Watt is in the next film, but side issue, go ahead.
Well, actually, he does source quite a bit of what he says also.
No. People will spin that as a jibe. I'm not saying that. I know. I'm just saying he will sometimes just make these statements, and then he won't stop and source it. He'll just say it's on the site. And I'm just saying it's very smooth how he does it.
Yeah, well, a lot of times he will tell you the name of the book that the person wrote. And he won't maybe give you the exact page, but he'll give you the name of the person and whatnot. But anyway, I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years after high school. It's something that I had planned on doing, and I did my 4 years and got out, and that's what I planned on doing. Went back to school, got a bachelor's degree and whatnot. But anyway, you know, that's the only time in my entire life that I have ever had to raise my hand and take an oath and swear allegiance. They made me do that before I went down to Paris Island for basic. And I had to swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And as best I can remember, there was no expiration date on that.
Well, there isn't.
I'm almost sure there wasn't.
There isn't. And the New World Order uses our best men, a few good men, to carry out all these New World Order actions and always frames it like we're the good guys. And a lot of times we are, but they don't tell the Marines, oh, by the way, the globalists funded that thug or that revolutionary group, built them up as the pretext to then bring in the Marines or the Army. And so it's that playing chess instead of checkers is what a lot of folks call it. We have to start playing chess instead of checkers and figure out how sophisticated this is. Like, oh, we bomb Gaddafi, he's the bad guy, but as soon as he does what the New World Order says, now he's a good guy. Again, the truth is black and white, but it's more sophisticated, and it's hard to find out what the real black and white are. You know, it's easy to say, oh, things are black and white, which they are, but how do you find what's really black and what's really white? Because the enemy is great at camouflaging everything. It's like Donald Rumsfeld gave the reactors to North Korea. The West armed Pakistan with the nukes. That's on record. Again, they're creating these enemies. And then, well, like Saddam Hussein, basically telling him, April Gillespie, to go ahead and attack Kuwait. And he'd been told to go ahead and attack Iran and was funded. And so when he got told to do that, he said, well, hell, I'll do it then. I mean, he was recruited by the CIA at 18 years of age on record. He was sent in. He committed assassinations in Iraq. He was put in power by the West. He was set up. Is that saying he's good? No. The point is, who set it up? It's kind of like a mafia chief. And he sends out his capos and to order the soldiers to carry out crimes. And then they bust the captains and the privates. And they're in a judgment at Nuremberg trial, and the judge is the Don. The judge is the crime boss that sent them. Here's an example of hypocrisy. And I've this was in the mainstream news in 2004. They were arresting people as kind of sacrificial goats who had tortured people to death in Afghanistan at these bases. And then the guys would go, hey, I was ordered to, national security letter. The FBI would arrest them. This was in the news, and declare Patriot Act powers and gag them so they couldn't show those orders to torture. Now, torture is bad enough, folks. But when you get caught torturing so you burn the guys that follow the orders, that's a level of hypocrisy that just blows me away. Anything else, Frank?
One quick note and then a final question. I'm sure you're going to be covering this if you haven't already. Burmese may have covered it last night or sometime, but Wayne Mattson has just come out with a report on something. Keywords would be the Q Group and the NSA, a special unit for the purpose of suppressing news media and whistleblowers with anything related to 9/11. So everybody make a note of that. But also,
Okay. I didn't hear this. Go to WayneMattsonReport.com right now. Like, this is too important. Call Wayne Mattson right now. See if he can pop in right now or if he can pop in next hour with Chapman. Mattson, by the way, is another guy where no matter how wild it sounds, it always comes out later he was right on issue after issue. You know why I can confirm? I haven't confirmed what you're saying yet, but remember the Violent Radicalization Act that they were having 2 years ago hearings in Congress about, and they showed architects and engineers, Richard Gage. They showed video of him next to al-Qaeda training groups and said, this is al-Qaeda. We've got to ban these groups. They've had army colonels on the news, on Fox, saying kill bloggers. And then the Cybersecurity Command head a month and a half ago said, we're going to attack U.S. bloggers. And then 2 years ago, they had the Pentagon announce CENTCOM out of Florida, said we're now going to engage in offensive actions against bloggers in the U.S. And then now he's saying it's called the Q Group? Tell me more about this.
Okay, it's mainly NSA. Apparently the FBI, some elements of the FBI are also involved, and also private contractors, approximately 1,000, according to Wayne Mattson, throughout the country, hidden away in little places, I don't know where, but to call out and bring to the attention anyone who may be going, be coming out as a whistleblower, or anyone in the media who may be revealing too much or touching any dangerous issues that may connect 9/11 in any way with the government. I actually watched a video about approximate 5 minute interview where he was being interviewed by someone from the delay between his responses to the questioner. The guy had a British accent. I think it was some type of foreign media. But it was about a 5 minute interview, and I'm sure he's probably got something on his website about it as well.
Now here it is. We've got it. We'll go ahead and play Wayne Mattson right now. What was your question?
I don't understand. You have all these learned guests on there, like Bob Bowman, for example, and, you know, Mike Rivero and all these guys who they're with it. They know what's going on. They've known for a lot longer than I have, but they have this certain reverence for Obama. And it's so obvious to me right from the beginning. This guy is so transparent what he's all about. When you find out who is backing this guy, you know, the Rockefellers, Brzezinski, all these guys, they handpicked this guy for his talent as a slick showroom spokesman. And these guys still, I mean, they sound so intelligent. They're revealing all this information like Lieutenant Colonel Bob Bowman did the other day. But then in the end, it's like, well, you know, I think he can save us. He'll turn against his masters, the New World Order, and he'll save us.
And
I'm like,
and you want to know my take on that? All right, I appreciate your call. I mean, is that your point? You want my response to that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I like Mike Rivera. Okay. And I knew he was looking around for a radio show. I don't have any control over who gets a show, but I told Ted, this is a talented guy. You ought to give him a radio show, and he has one here. And then he suddenly starts liking Obama and, you know, saying, well, you know, he'll end the war and he'll do this and that. I think it's great. Now, he immediately, as soon as Obama showed he was a liar, came out and said, I'm against Obama. Obama's horrible. So, you know, Mike's good on that. But we had some big arguments on and off air about that. Bowman is trying to play a little politics here, knowing that Obama's popular with a lot of folks. You know, he's trying to say, oh, yeah, he is controlled by these people, and, man, I sure wish he'd rebel against them. So, you know, I don't know. Look, I have people on who I don't totally agree with. I don't totally agree with myself sometimes. I'll listen to the rebroadcast sometime while I'm working, and I'm like, I don't agree with how I said that. Or I got that date wrong. You know, or I'll cross the name of two presidents, you know, and you know, just do crazy stuff. Because you're on air, you're thinking, all this stuff's going on. So I just, you know what, I don't sit there and judge people who I know are good and fighting tyranny and we're 95% on the same page. You know, but, yeah, I'll tell you who I think has a lot of credibility. It's Wayne Madsen. And used to work for the NSA and a lot more because, you know, I'd see this guy saying stuff 5, 6, 7 years ago, and I couldn't believe it. And then it always comes out to be true. I mean, I've never seen Wayne wrong. Never seen him wrong. And here he is with some scary news. But don't let this intimidate you, because if we get intimidated by this, if we give in to this fear, you know, it's good to know this information. He's doing a good job putting it out. But if we give in to the fear and then we shut up, they win. I will tell you this. 9/11 truths now worldwide, it's the majority. In the Netherlands, they've had national polls. The majority lives inside job. Here, they believe it. They had a nationally televised trial of the evidence of 9/11. And people came out saying it's an inside job. All these engineers, all these top engineers and physicists and peer-reviewed journals are coming out saying it's an inside job. They found the thermite and the thermite, folks. They blew the buildings up. I mean, we got the police on CNN saying, get back, we're blowing the building up. I've talked to the cops who were there and heard it. They weren't part of it. The debunkers always say, you're saying the cops did it? No, they were told they're bringing Building 7 down. They're going to blow it up, get back. And then Larry Silverstein saying it. Folks, we have New York police coming up to We Are Change. It's in Truth Rising, my film, saying, I'm going to say you have a bomb, and I'm going to put you in jail, saying you have a bomb. And the police show up in uniform and say, your video cameras are guns. We're arresting you. I mean, they're framing people on camera and don't care. That's, folks, the mafia runs America. And they blew those buildings up as sure as the sun came up this morning. I'm risking my life doing this. We have a chance to bring these people down. And yes, they're afraid. More people in government are starting to come out. They had one of the 9/11 Commission members come out a few months ago in mainstream news and say, I'm publishing a book in 4 months saying that the Pentagon met with us secretly and said, cover this up, what really happened, and we agreed to lie. In fact, pull that article up. Watson wrote one. 9/11 Commission member says, you know, they agreed to lie. I'm going to give the name and info on that. And put up on screen for folks at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thanks. First, we'll play Madsen, though. And then we call them. We talk to the publisher. It was a major publisher. My producers are trying to set him up. Oh, we want to have him on about the book. And he goes, oh, he's decided to not publish now. He's not doing the, going to release the book now. And a lot of this is a sick game, and I'm not saying that's what happened here, but Bob Bowman, you know, he started coming out against the Star Wars program as an offensive weapon and saying, well, they're lying about this, because he headed the program. General Electric came to him and said, how about $1 million a year, Colonel? I mean, that's how this works. And he said no, because his integrity was what mattered. I mean, they really blew those buildings up, folks. I'm really on air fighting them, risking my life, my family, everything. And I'm not asking for anybody to go, oh, you're so special, Alex. I'm doing this because I believe in humanity. I believe in our future. I don't want people that stage giant terror attacks in Midtown Manhattan or Lower Manhattan to run things. When we come back, we'll play this clip because it's exactly 5 minutes long. Wayne Madsen on international television. God help us. I mean, and you know what? Every time more evidence of the fact that it's an inside job comes out, I get sad. I wish I was wrong about this. But ladies and gentlemen, the government has lied to you over and over and over again. Remember, I only use these cases because they're well known. There are tens of thousands declassified that aren't well known. When we cover about 20, 30, I don't know, 25 of those or so, in the film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. With the mainstream video clips and mainstream articles and government documents. But, I mean, if they'll take 4,300-plus foster children and radiate them to death, little kids, and take troops in Project Shad and march them into chambers and nerve gas them, killing our own troops, they'll do anything. The sky's the limit. And that's the point here. This isn't a game. I'm really fighting the New World Order. I'm really energizing the people. You're energizing the people. We're really having victories. We got to do something, man. The government admitted in congressional hearings they were doing tests of Army doctors to see if they'd kill U.S. troops. You know, they did university studies previous to that in fake settings telling students to kill people. And they found 90%+ when ordered to kill someone by an authority figure would do it. Those are famous psychology tests. But I mean, they really do it, folks. They really take little kids and murder them and put them in a chamber and, you know, send high-powered radiation through their little bodies. And then they take them and they're, you know, and blood breaks out all over them. And they start bleeding and they're dead a few hours later. I mean, they have blistered little skin. They really take little and then put them in incinerators. And they do that to test cadres and bevies of psychos. They take those psychos and set up larger, like a petri dish of bacteria, and grow a larger host. Then they take it into a factory setting and just produce psychopaths with the video games and the TV and the culture. Now they've got a giant dark army forging, building up. Then they go into the last phase with 24 saying torture of kids is good to get answers. Then they turn the mass of people into psycho demons. They've raised a hell force.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. At GraphUnderSafes.com, the security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Under Safes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraphUnderSafes, safes.com. Or click on their banner on InfoWars.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole.
Guys, go ahead and throw that other article up on screen. I want to read the headline for people if they want to go read the PrisonPlanet.com story. It has links to mainstream news where the counsel of the 9/11 Commission, headline, 911 Commission Counsel, government agreed to lie about 9/11. New book from man tasked by government to help investigate attacks unveils how official story is almost entirely untrue. And then we have links to the mainstream media articles. There in the story, scroll down, where he said that out of the Washington Post and other publications. I'm going to read that next hour. Right now, let's go to this clip with Wayne Madsen. Here it is. Wayne Madsen breaking down the domestic spy force to cover up the fact that the Pentagon carried out the attacks. Here it is.
Well, it is operating now. It's the NSA security group called the Q Group. Its headquarters are within the National Security Agency headquarters in Fort Meade, Maryland. However, the group also works closely with FBI counterintelligence officers, as well as something I learned recently, local police department intelligence units. So it's a very large group, about 1,000 agents and informants employed by this secretive agency within a secretive agency, the NSA.
To make this clear, when you talk about the NSA, of course, you're talking about the American National Security Agency. You're saying this is emerging as a whole new branch of power within the U.S. Now, if that is true, who is it answerable to?
It's really answerable to no one. On paper, of course, this security organization answers to the director of the National Security Agency, General Keith Alexander. But I've been told by people on the inside that the oversight committees in the House of Representatives and the Senate, the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, as well as the congressional offices of Maryland representatives and senators, particularly Representative Dutch Ruppersberger, who represents the National Security Agency area headquarters. It's in his district. There are informants even on their staff, so people who come to them with complaints, that information is passed to this NSA security group.
Well, the NSA, highly secretive, of course, often with good reason. I must press you on this. What evidence do you have to suggest all these claims you are making?
I've actually seen documentation about an organization, a program within NSA. It's a program called First Fruits, a database that keeps track of journalists who write about the National Security Agency, and also contains information about who they're talking to. It's a draconian organization. It's prosecuted several people who were just doing their jobs, the most egregious being Ken Ford, who was an Iraq signals intelligence officer working in the Iraqi shop, who discovered evidence that there was no weapons of mass destruction. He was set up in a sting operation by this Q group, and it's the most egregious case I've ever seen. He was convicted and sentenced to 7 years in prison based on a sting that involved a tainted jury pool, dirty judges, dirty prosecutors, and with the active involvement of this NSA security group. Not the only case, but the most egregious I've seen.
Now, of course, the previous administration, George W. Bush, raced ahead with strengthening and intensifying the powers of security agencies in the U.S. How is liberal Obama?
We're going to come back. Folks, this is actually on record. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely.
This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen has broken countless stories that are just huge. He was the first person, he's up at the National Press Club every day, written for some of the biggest publications in the country, worked for the National Security Agency. I sent a crew up there to interview him, and they said it was just amazing at the press club, all these old famous reporters coming over going, off the record, it's New World Order, it's global government, it's total takeover, Alex is right, Wayne's right, it's bad, but we won't talk about it. And he told us about a story that was going to be breaking soon about white supremacists in all these veterans organizations in the Pentagon, and then that came out a few weeks later on national news. But we didn't run with it because it was kind of a side issue to our main purview, and I didn't want to list these people's names myself first. I wanted to wait. In fact, 80%, 90% of the stuff I learn about here, we end up not even covering because if I can't 100% prove it, we just don't even go with it. Because I'm not in the business of being sued here. Listing a bunch of army colonels and generals as Nazis. But that was one of the latest things he talked about here that came out mainstream after he told us internally and named names. It wasn't even him breaking it. It was other people. He said it's a manufactured flu virus. This is what they're going to do. This is what it's really a mixture of. You're talking to microbiologists in D.C. Months later, that exact thing came out mainstream news. All these scientists saying it was man-made and all that. But exactly what he said, and time again, he just breaks really good news. But when he gets up on air, on foreign television, on RT in this case, and talks about how they have intelligence units of the NSA using Army intelligence, using local police to harass 9/11 truthers and to watch government whistleblowers and to track us and to set people up. Folks, I told you, I've been in the parking lot and had the guys block my car, and it's special forces, and they go, look, we're watching you, and we're, you know, just watch your ass. And I mean, these, and you know, and you're going, my God, and they just laugh and get in their car and drive off. Or, you know, they call your wife up, and they go, the little white dog's in the backyard. Oh, look, he's eating his food. My wife walks over. Nobody can see in our backyard, and there's the white dog. I mean, these people, you know, they call up and tell my wife, they're a woman, and I've gotten her pregnant. And then it's a big joke, the phone saying U.S. government on it with no phone number. I mean, they want you to know it's them. And, God, they're murderers. And they ship the heroin in, the cocaine in. They stage 9/11. And it's a group within a group now watching the government. But remember 2 years ago, the Violent Radicalization Act, Richard Gage. And they put Richard Gage up on Congress and said, we've got to ban this group. And said he's with this group and showed Al-Qaeda training videos. And now, notice they said 9/11 truth's going to get violent. 9/11 truth's going to get violent. Glenn Beck said, we got to use the army against him. We got to arrest him. And all this talking points. And every time somebody, you know, somebody let off a flashbang by the Army Navy Recruiting Center in Times Square, and they said 9/11 truth did it with no evidence. And then now you see it fulfilling, the reality happening. Because they did it, folks, and they know we're exposing him. Because he can only come on for like 5 minutes. We're going to have him on with Bob Chapman right now. But you know, the issue is I got the Army documents a month before it then ended up in mainstream news from the Army. I was given this by an Army source where I was under surveillance with Ron Paul at the anti-Fed rallies saying we're terrorists, watch us. Folks, I'm living a spy novel, and all I'm doing is saying I don't want foreign bankers raping me. Let's go to Bob Chapman briefly, and we're going to come back with him and Wayne Madsen, and we're going to let Wayne go quickly because he's got to go into a meeting. But, I mean, Bob, this is getting crazy, man. We're all living a spy novel here.
I would have never believed it would have happened this way. I'm really, really surprised that some of the players are who they are. And, you know, the military knows better.
Yeah, well, they pay these young men a lot of money to do what they do. I hope these young men know that most of them, you get killed later. I hope you know you get killed or sent down the river later. Bob, stay there. Let's briefly come back with Wayne with this and then get in a bunch of financial news and a lot more. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, for the full hour, Bob Chapman of TheInternationalForecaster.com. Before he retired, he had the biggest financial newsletter out there, biggest silver and gold private broker. Worked in intelligence in Europe, in Berlin, and that key frontline office during the Cold War, and also in South Africa, France, and other nations. So he's particularly skilled to talk about these intelligence matters with us. Wayne Madsen worked for the Naval Reconnaissance Office, the NSA. He's written for some of the largest publications in the country, and he's been all over international and national television many times. We have him on more and more now because he just keeps breaking huge stories. And just while my guys were with him for a day and a half in D.C., they were witnessing him at the press club, hearing huge breaking news that we didn't even talk about, that then broke weeks later in the news. So it's just, I ought to move to D.C., but I couldn't stand being there. And actually, be around all these reporters because they all know about this, but none of them have the courage he has to come out and talk about it. That's what blew away my camera guys and my producer that went. They said there were all these famous reporters and old men and big newspaper reporters going, it's New World Order. It's global government. We're being robbed by foreign banks. Yeah, they staged the attacks. Everybody knows, but we're scared. This is incredible. So Bob Chapman's with us and Wayne Madsen. Wayne, just for this segment, because he's got to go in a meeting. Wayne, I saw you on international television. Also saw a story at WayneMadsenReport.com. We've got it linked up on Infowars.com right now, where there's an NSA intelligence unit called the Q Group. Briefly, tell us exactly what's going on with it, why it was set up, who it's targeting, and then I want to back up what you've been talking about. We have the Violent Radicalization Act hearings in Congress where they show architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, almost 1,000 members now, all these physicists, peer-reviewed journals, international television, thermite's been found, separate universities. They blew the buildings up. They're really getting desperate. And you're saying this Q Group is out to persecute government whistleblowers specifically, I guess like a person like yourself or others. Tell us about what's happening. I mean, is this going after Sybil Edmonds? Is this like going after the Army colonels that exposed that the FBI and the CIA were blocking the Able Danger investigation? Tell us what's going on with this Q Group, then we'll get Bob Chapman's take on it.
Well, Alex, what Q Group is, it's the NSA Personnel Security Office. It's always existed. It's a group that does background investigations, gives people the clearances to work there, does periodic updates of their security clearances. But since 9/11, what this group has turned into, it's turned into a secretive intelligence gathering agency within a secret intelligence gathering agency. What they're doing now is going after anyone within the National Security Agency, NSA, which is employees and government contractors, who in any way, shape, or form are seen as potential whistleblowers, may have been to a meeting they didn't agree with. It's like a Stasi force, and it's really causing a lot of people to lose their clearances, to lose their jobs. They also blacklist these people to make sure they don't even get a job in another agency that requires a security clearance. So that's essentially, it's about 1,000 informants and employees and agents. They work closely with FBI counterintelligence out of the Washington, D.C. field office and out of the Baltimore field office. And this is exactly what this group is doing. And recently, they've really been going after people who may have had some knowledge because they worked in NSA on 9/11. And obviously, they don't want any of that information to come out. They also, I might add, are conducting surveillance of journalists who write about NSA. There's at least eight I heard of in the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, I'm one of them, or fortunately, however you're looking at it. But they have photographs, dossiers, and what I'm told, telephone transcripts and email transcripts of conversations between an email between journalists and people who've either worked in NSA or still work at the agency.
Wayne, continue. I mean, give us specifics, if you can, without revealing your source, about these documents you saw.
Well, the documents I saw had to do with a database called First Fruits. It's a joint NSA-CIA operation under the Foreign Denial and Deception Committee. But it used to be basically an online clipping service. Anytime there was an article about NSA, it would wind up in this database. But it's expanded now to include journalists and who they're talking to, so it contains information derived from wiretaps, whether they're legal or not. Probably most of them are under Stellar Wind and are illegal and against the Fourth Amendment, against the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. I've seen those documents.
Let me stop you. It's not just you saying this, Wayne Madsen. Much of this has come out. They're spying on congresswomen, congressmen, right, Governors, journalists. This is all admitted. We live in a Stasi state, and they probably like what you're doing. They like everybody knowing we live in East Germany. This is disgusting.
Absolutely, as I say, I've also seen documents that show, even though my name was redacted, it was clear that I was under investigation by the Q Group for talking to certain individuals within NSA. I've seen those documents as well. I FOIA'd those documents. They told me I have to wait in line behind everybody else. Even I've asked for expedited processing as a journalist. At first they said they would give me expedited processing for the FOIA, and then they turned around and said we're not.
Well, I've done the FOIAs, and they just say hire a lawyer, national security. We're not giving you your FBI files, CIA, NSA. Alex Jones, go fly a kite.
Right. And I basically got the same message from them. But the most egregious example was what they did to Ken Ford, who worked in the Iraq Signals Intelligence Shop in March of 2003. This is the month we attacked, Bush attacked Iraq. Ken Ford had been a uniformed Secret Service agent who guarded President Clinton at the White House. He transferred to NSA to get into a new career pattern. He was tasked with looking at signals intercepts of Iraqi government communications to find evidence of weapons of mass destruction. He found no evidence. He made a report with his name on it. It winds up on Dick Cheney's desk. He's stung in an operation where they accused him of stealing classified information out of NSA during the middle of the day. Absolutely impossible to do with the security there. Basically indicted him, and he was convicted by a dirty judge, a tainted jury pool, and a couple of dirty federal prosecutors. He's sitting now in Pennsylvania, in a federal prison in Pennsylvania, and he's got 7 years.
Well, Wayne, let me ask you this question. We know they also went after Sybil Edmonds and others, and they admit they have Army intelligence spying on peace groups, in the Fed groups, Tea Parties. You go to a Tea Party, there's just Feds everywhere with cameras. DHS reports demonizing liberals, conservatives, they don't care. I mean, this really is a grade-A thug criminal government. And I interrupted you earlier, and I want to go to Bob Chapman here in a moment. You were getting into, you know, some more of these documents you've seen and how they work with local police. All I hear is local radio ads to recruit for the CIA. They admit they're setting up local offices. Doesn't even matter if that's illegal. I mean, are these guys just going to openly turn us into Nazi Germany?
Well, I think they basically have done the rudimentaries for turning us into that kind of society. I mean, it was clear what they did to Ken Ford, sitting 7 years in Lewisburg Federal Penitentiary in Pennsylvania. They made an example of him for others, but I know people who have been fired, lost their clearances. I witnessed surveillance myself just a couple of weeks ago by people who worked with this Q group at NSA when I was meeting a person who used to work there. So it's real. I've seen it. I've seen the documents. I've actually also witnessed the surveillance.
Man, America's now like downtown Havana. I can't. And of course, suddenly it's not about fighting Al Qaeda. Suddenly it's all about the American people and the government, see, persecuting itself. This is a purge is what's happening. This is an intimidation. Bob Chapman, your view on what Wayne Madsen's breaking down here.
In one word, it's terrifying. And I guess all of us who have been reporting into this and also experienced counterintelligence and work for the government, we never expected them to really come out in the open the way they have, but they are. Just like Wayne just said, it's on, it's here, it's now, they're doing it, and they really don't care who knows it.
In fact, they want people to know. The times I've had the military in a parking lot block me in and threaten me, they just go, we want you to know we're watching and we're here. And I guess they're proud to kill this country. I mean, I guess they think it's good they blew up those towers.
Could very well be.
Well, we're going to let Wayne go here in a moment. But Wayne, are they that scared of 9/11 truth? I mean, I guess this is really good news overall that they're that scared of 9/11 truth.
Well, I think this is the big one. I mean, it was clear they wanted to suppress anybody who had information about the lack of WMDs in Iraq. Some people were targeted because of that. But I think the big, the 500-pound gorilla now is information about 9/11. People who were on duty that know that I've just reported that two aircraft were shot down over Shanksville on 9/11. One being United 93 and the other one being a Global Hawk unmanned aerial vehicle. It's amazing no one has been up to Shanksville really to ask the witnesses what they saw. Now, the FBI has been up there to browbeat these people, but I know from NSA sources that the Air Force intercepted an aircraft on that day and shot it down.
Wayne, hold on. And Bob, let's do one more segment with Wayne till the bottom of the hour, then we'll have Chapman with us on the economy. This is just blowing me away. And folks, I've been in the parking lot, had them block me in, and had them get in my face. I mean, this is real. This country's gone to hell.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com.
It is a great system, mysolarbackup.com.
Federal agents, we are
Look, I didn't know what I was getting into 14 years ago. I knew it was bad, but you know what? I'm glad I got into it now that I know just how bad it is. I got the video, Congress hearings where they admit DynCorp kidnaps children in mass and nothing's done to them. I mean, it's just total criminal. We're going to let Wayne go in 2 minutes. He's got to go into a meeting in the rest of the hour with Bob Chapman. Very important economic news. But finishing up, Wayne, drop this bombshell on us about Shanksville. And that's the intel we were already getting from the Happy Hooligans and others over the years. Drop that bombshell on us. And then briefly, Washington Post, $250,000 to, I guess, get the news reported like you want and to get to have a secret meeting with a White House official.
Well, Shanksville, I spoke to the witness who was closest to where that hole was made in the ground that could have not been made by a Boeing 757. I just arrived yesterday at Los Angeles Airport on a Boeing 757, and that plane would not cause a small hole like that. What that was, according to the description I received from the witness, was something that looked amazingly matched the description of a Global Hawk unmanned aerial vehicle. It was made no noise, was solid white, no rivets, tubular, had various fins on it. That's what cleared some trees and crashed into the ground. Now, we were told that was the impact point of Flight 93, which it wasn't. So the question is, there were two F-16s over the area at the time. I know from NSA sources that they said they were engaging a target. Cheney was informed that the Air Force shot down an aircraft over Pennsylvania that was sent to him by the Air Force Chief of Staff, General Jumper. And so there's plenty of evidence in the intelligence community that much more happened over Pennsylvania. Actually, I referred to it as a dogfight. It was a dogfight over Shanksville that morning. A commercial plane.
Yeah, well, I mean, we also have, just so many witnesses to all these different explosions and things happening in the air. And we have Cheney and Rumsfeld over and over again saying the missile that hit the Pentagon when we shot down the Shanksville plane. Do they do that in case it ever comes out? They go, oh, see, I told you. I mean, is that why on national TV the owner of the World Trade Center said, yeah, I blew it up?
Well, right. I think if you lie long enough, you're going to slip up eventually and actually you might actually fall into telling the truth.
Closing, what about the Washington Post, which now openly is a giant payoff machine?
Unbelievable. Offering people access to the reporters, their publishers, their editors, and members of the Obama administration for a healthcare salon at the publisher's private home. One of the fees was $250,000. I think that the Washington Post has always been a dubious newspaper, but I'd say they've just driven the last nail in their own.
I mean, openly, it's a quarter mil to get what you want from those people. Wayne Madsen, we'll talk to you soon. I really appreciate you coming on, WayneMadsenReport.com.
You bet.
Just amazing. And I apologize to Bob for having him on the first 20 minutes, but Bob, this stuff just keeps breaking. Give us your take on what you've just heard. Of course, you know about the Washington Post.
You know, it's right in our face, and we just got to keep on hammering away at the truth on your program and in the forecaster and all the other people who are doing the kind of thing that we are. We've got to let the world know what's going on. If we can expose what they're doing and the people can understand and they'll believe what we say, and now they're open-minded about these sort of things more than they have been before, we can get a groundswell growing, and when they go to harass someone, you know, 50 or 100 people show up, then the government's going to start backing off, because the only thing that can come after a confrontation like that is more aggressive power, and that's going to put the government in a very compromised position. So the best thing we can do is do what we're doing and keep on doing it, and my hat, of course, like I'm sure yours is off to Wayne Madsen. He does beautiful work. Everything that he publishes, I get my hands on. I use as a link in my publication. You know that.
Separately, remember Jesse Ventura when he told NPR and then they called the CIA and they confirmed it. He shows up the first week at work. They say, hey, they want to meet you in the basement. And he goes, who? And they go down there. And there's 23 CIA officers basically asking him questions but not answering his questions. And he said, you're not supposed to be operating here. But they are, and now they're openly operating. Spooks and spies running around. It's not enough they ship in the drugs for our kids. It's not enough they steal all the money with the banks. Now they're hiring all these bankers to swindle. I mean, it's just my... They are... It's so corrupt. I can't even believe it, Bob.
I can't either. I shake my head and I say to my wife, I've never seen anything like this. These people just don't care.
America is completely run by criminals. Any way you slice it, dice it. We're getting to the economy with Bob coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
All right, I know we got loaded phone lines, but we may have to dump them or something. They've been holding for an hour because I want people with financial questions for Bob Chapman. So, John, find out if they got a specific financial question. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go to Bob Chapman here in just a moment. I do want to encourage all the listeners out there to remember I have a secure online video / bookstore at InfoWars.com where all of our films, Proving 9/11's an Inside Job, like Fabled Enemies and Terror Storm are available. Loose Change Final Cut. My film, The Obama Deception. You really want the full skinny? You think you know his game? Not until you've seen The Obama Deception. You want to really know how bad it is? This is Soviet level bad. Endgame blueprint for global enslavement, the Rosetta Stone. You want to know the whole master plan, what makes these cats tick, what they're doing to you right now with the eugenics? This is the film, Endgame, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And I want to tell you about one of the sponsors that made this hour of the show possible today. Ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. Did you know that you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book or, you know, from Alice in Wonderland. Our sponsor, Ecolablue, with the Ecolablue 28 machine, will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day out of the air you breathe. The water, once generated, passes through 7-stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. This is, again, very, very important that folks check out Ecolablue.com, ladies and gentlemen, or go to the banner that's on Infowars.com, or call toll-free to get a free brochure or to order one of these great machines. Atmospheric water generator, 800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043, Ecolablue.com. Okay, going back to Bob. Bob, you got interrupted there by Madsen, but you know that's important. Just spend 5-10 minutes or so on the economy. Worse than thought jobless numbers, people defaulting on credit card, car debt, home debt, and then now the carbon tax passes the House. All of this craziness is happening. I mean, you're an economic whiz kid on this stuff. What are we facing?
Well, the debt picture continues to continue to rise each day, whether it's personal, corporate, or governmental. And those figures we have twice a week in the international forecasters, you know. And there's no let-up in sight. A good point is that a savings is now up to a 6.9% level, whereas a year and a half to 2 years ago, it was a minus one-half of 1%. That's good, but government wants, and Wall Street and banking want people to spend and get themselves deeper in the debt to keep the economy floating. And so, you know, you can't have it both ways. Unemployment, like John Williams, who comes in at 20.6%, I come in at 20.5%. Official government figure for U6, and that's what we're using, is 16.5%. If you add in the birth-death ratio, and that's something the government put in there in order to say that they couldn't pull small and medium-sized businesses, and so they guess at it. And so these guesses aggregate about 185,000 jobs a month that government creates out of thin air. So if you add that to the 16.5 official U6, then you've got 20.5 or 20.6%. And that's what unemployment really is, and it's going to continue to get worse, not as quickly as it had previously, for about the next year and a quarter, maybe a year and a half. It'll probably go up into the 22-25% area, and then after that, it's going to expedite to the upside again. Now, there's an event that just happened on Wall Street, extraordinarily important. The FBI, at the behest of Goldman Sachs, swooped in and grabbed a fellow as he got off a plane. His name is Sergey something or other. He's a Russian name. And they grabbed him because he went to work for another firm, and which was a competitor, and Goldman Sachs said that they stole, he stole, a coded program. Well, what they didn't tell you, and in the process of doing that,
yeah, I saw that in the news, and I'm getting a lot of calls about it. Explain what this program does, because it allows people to completely rig the market, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, yes, explain that. Explain that.
Let me tell you where they got it. They got it from the United States government, and they are the only ones that got it. And the government tells Goldman, or Goldman tells government, this is what we're going to do to rig the markets. And so with that, Goldman for the past 6 months has been making a fortune because they're front running the trades and they're getting in front of the government, and the government allows them to do that.
And that's why they've reported record profits, for those that don't know. Go ahead.
That's right. And so, the rest of the street's saying, my goodness gracious, I mean, how did they do this? And they figured it out. And so there's another program, too, and I'm going to shove this in from the side, which the New York Stock Exchange has, in which it pays market makers to go in and take the other side of a trade. In other words, to opportune the market, and they pay them to do that, which is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. And they've been doing it for about a year and a half. But anyway, getting back to Goldman, Goldman admits, and you know, they said this themselves, that this formula, these algorithms and these things that we're using, allow you to rig the market. I mean, what boobus is? I couldn't believe it. So anyway,
explain how that works, though, because I mean, this has even hit some mainstream news now. Somehow in between trades,
yes, they take the difference in between trades. It's a timing mechanism, and it's a sensitive mechanism which allows you to pick up a penny here, a quarter a penny there, a penny and a half here. Well, by the end of the day, you might have $8 billion, you know. And so that's what they've been doing.
Unbelievable.
And they've been screwing, in plain English, all the other market makers. They've taken over 50% of the black box business, which is that is done mathematically. And they're just screwing the hell out of the American public.
So it's all about monopolies. And again, when did this start? Because it seems in the last 2 years or so, government worldwide just said, break all laws, rape everyone, do it. But also global corporations now, stores I was in years ago that were nice, the carpet's falling apart, the walls, the paint, the upholstery. It's like corporate America has decided to let everything rot like it's not going to be here. And all these rich people I know through lawyers and other people, a lot of folks live here in Austin, they're wealthy, are leaving the country saying, get out, America won't be here. I mean, are they just going to suck it all dry and then just send out Marines to machine gun anybody that doesn't like it? I mean, are they just going to throttle the hell out of us like we're Ukraine or something and Stalin's getting his jollies? I mean, is there any end to these bastards rigging and stealing and everything they, I mean, is there, I mean, they're ruining, even if they're criminals, Bob.
What they have in mind. Exactly.
But even if they're criminals, aren't they wrecking everything?
The military will balk.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said we have to hope the military will balk, that they won't go through with it. And there'll always be some who will, those morons who meet you in your parking lot, like the morons who come in and beat you up and stuff like that. I mean, the same morons who have been threatening me since 1967, they're gonna be there. They're not going to go away. But the majority of people in the military and in law enforcement are decent people. And the question is, are they going to stand up for the American citizens, their fellow friends, the people they live with? Are they going to go around jackbooted and goose-stepping to what the people who control our government want them to do? And that's what it's going to come down to.
Well, the reason I started ranting about are they just going wild, because you're an expert on the market, so explain this to me. If they're able to rig things and it starts cheating everybody else, that will, when it finally comes out, destroy confidence. But I guess they don't even care when that happens because they're the regulators. They'll just put more regulations allowing them to steal. And they don't care. They want to implode everything. Everything they're doing is to destroy confidence, bring things down. The global carbon tax is to shut down industry. Paying tax incentives for 20 years to move corporations and factories offshore. I mean, they are really trying to screw everything up. They really are bastards.
And the answer, if you have wealth of any kind, you want to be in gold and silver coins. And if you get piles of money, and there are listeners that do, you can also buy gold and silver shares along with that. And that is your only salvation. There is no other. Except the rudiments, which is food, a filter, and weapons with plenty of clips and ammo.
I just can't believe it. I mean, Bob, when you call these people idiots, I know why you're saying that, but I mean, tell me if I'm wrong or elaborate. These thugs that are on power trips that are into how they're macho and into how they're secret agents and get to carry out all this activity with our new domestic spy force, overnight going from we fought Al-Qaeda to we fight gun owners and veterans and people that don't like the Fed. I mean, they've openly announced it. These guys, I don't think they realize that they're going to be set up in the end, too, that they're the first group when the globalists win that are going to get set up and put in prison or bare minimum lose their jobs. A lot of them are going to get killed. I mean, I don't understand evil. Because once you give into it, it creates a climate that destroys everything, and then nobody's safe. And don't these dumb yuppies realize that corruption isn't cute? That once the Constitution and Bill of Rights is gone, all the sharks and wolves get to come in and have their way with us, Bob?
They haven't thought that far ahead, and many of them aren't capable of doing so. But I want to tell you something. I do a program once a week and have for some years, which is all military. For the most part, State Department, and but mostly retired and active military. And I got a letter yesterday, which isn't tomorrow's issue coming out under the U.S. section, and it's from a Marine. He says, there's 25 of us here in New York City who are out of the Corps, but some of us are still active, and, you know, we're listening to, you know, everything that you put on and trying to help us and stuff like that. But they know what's going on. My newsletter, as far as I know, is the most pirated newsletter in the world. It's all over Washington. It's all over the State Department. I don't know who is doing that and how they're getting it, but they're
getting it. Listen, Bob, it's the radio shows. This show and the hundreds of other shows you do, our books, our films, our DVDs, your newsletter. No, it's everywhere. They're knee-deep in it. So I guess in a way we should celebrate that the NSA's got goons out harassing and arresting and setting people up in 9/11 Truth, because that means they're scared to death of us.
That's right. And we got to keep on doing what we're doing, and you got to keep on supporting us out there and putting the word out that everybody in the country should be listening to Alex, and everybody should be listening to the forecaster. I mean, we've got the forecaster in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the high ranks of the military are going ape trying to find out how it's getting there.
And by the way, that's not just you saying this. When they ordered Fox Phelan to attack Iran, he said no one resigned. So, I mean, it's really happening.
We're gonna win. It's just it's going to be very painful. And if these people think they're smart telling us what they're doing, that's okay. We don't care. We know what they're doing. We've known for a long time. It just took a lot of people a long time to catch on. And the only reason most of them caught on is because of Alex Jones and people like you with your wonderful programs. So everybody, support the sponsors. Put the word out. Make sure everybody that you know listens to this program.
Bob, I want to come back in the segment and then 5 minutes in the next hour when we got Webster Tarpley, economist, coming on to talk more about all these issues. But speaking of sponsors, I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up. Then we'll come back and talk to Dan, Chris, Derek, Mike, and a few others for Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, my site's Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Just for 2 minutes before we go to break, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. I haven't had him on in about 3 weeks. And I always try to tell people, buy gold when it's down. They don't listen. They only buy when it's high. But right now, Ted's bought it when it's low, and he'll sell it to you even as it's starting to go up a little bit today. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, with the banks and the new stimulus package, let's talk about that in the next segment, and trillions more for foreign banks, and to give the Federal Reserve unlimited power, now is the time to get into silver and gold. And I wanted Ted to give the listeners, and this runs throughout Sunday, these specials end Sunday evening, Ted was telling me, on silver and gold, the best prices you're going to find out there, bar none. Ted Anderson, tell folks about the Friday specials that run through Sunday.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And anybody with a half a brain in their head knows that they'd have to get away from this fiat currency we have here in our nation. But right now I have the Lakotas at $18.17. I mean, that is close to the lowest price I've ever been able to offer those coins for. And I can't say enough for them. It's a great buy. Then I also have the francs currently right now at 216. Last time I've been able to offer them, it was 222. So that gives you a little bit of an idea where they're at right now. British sovereigns right now, 266. Last time I offered those, 271. So, you know, it gives you, just right now at this particular time, I'm buying because I've been doing this for 30 years. I watch what's going on. The prices are low right now, but then you take a look at what they're doing to this nation and just consider the fact that this is all being financed by a printing press through a fiat paper system. You know darn well that the United States dollar is doomed. And so I really suggest if anybody has been sitting on the fence thinking about precious metals, now is the time to do it.
And by the way, here's the LA Times today. Dollars, futures, reserve currency, and focus as world leaders meet. And then I have Reuters here where they've unveiled the new world currency coin at G8. But this isn't in U.S. news. It's in the foreign news. You would think this would be news, Ted.
You sure would think so. And just yesterday, there was a huge article about gold in the Wall Street Journal. You know, there's... If the people need to pay attention to what's going on, this is a wonderful opportunity to get into the gold and silver prices at a corrected level. You know, we are close to August now, September, October. Historically, gold is always up during those months. Now is the time to be getting in. There's no question about it. And like I said, I think $17.71 was the very lowest price I could ever offer Lakota for. And right now I'm at 1817, which is, you know, just a fraction away from that.
And you've also got great deals on gold. The brokers will be there until midnight tonight. And then off and on, you can call them. They'll call you back. A lot of them are going to be there on the weekend right through to Sunday evening. Don't wait. 1-800-686-2237. Here's that number, 800-686-2237 for MidasResources.com. Please don't forget, folks, that number, 800-686-2237. One more time, 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, Bob, stay there. Call straight ahead.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirAndAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Webster Tarpley's coming up at 20 after. I said I'd go through the global warming propaganda and just show you what's in the magazines and newspapers, the level of brainwashing. That's coming up. But right now in this segment, the next, let's take your phone calls for Bob Chapman. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Texas. You're on the air, Dan. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask him about hyperinflation, if he really thinks it's going to hit in the fall.
Yes, I do. And I think one of the keys here that's going to make it hit is that the banks that have been given money by the Federal Reserve, and it's called loans, have been holding them on the holding that money on the balance sheet. And what they've been doing with it is either depositing it at the Fed, or they've been buying Treasury paper with it. And the Treasury paper purchases as well have been coming from the funds that were received by the banks from the Fed for the purchase of what they call collateralized debt obligations, which are bonds with mortgages inside of them. Now, the Fed has created money out of thin air to do this. And that money becomes monetized once the banks use it, not the money from the CDOs, you know, being paid for them, but the money that was lent to them. And I think the economy is not going to be recovering adequately by the end of the year. And I think that during the fall, that the banks are going to start using some of that money that's on the bank, the balance sheets, and they'll be lending more liberally.
Well, how does the second bailout, Bob, to interrupt, how does the second bailout?
I was just going to say that leads to my prediction in January that there would be a second bailout. And I said they would start talking about it probably in September. Well, they started a couple of months before. And the next deal I want to get passed is $2 trillion. Not 780.
Which under fractional reserve, that'll be 20 trillion.
If they want, yes. And that money, will be okayed. When, I don't know. It's in the formative stages. If I had to guess, I'd say September, October, November. And so that money plus the money the banks already have that's been lent to them will be probably starting to go into the economy during the following year. Now, that will begin to start hyperinflation. And the reason they're doing it that way is that next year is an election year. And so they want the economy to be better, and it will be better.
But also, won't all these trillions floating around go into commodities because the currencies aren't safe? That'll further drive up inflation?
Yes. And that's one of the reasons why commodities have been doing what they've been doing. Have you watched oil as an example? In 8 out of 10 days, it went down from $70 to $60 a barrel. That's not normal. That's your government at work.
Yeah, that's why we're seeing all this.
The program they gave to Goldman Sachs. That's your government at work, rigging everything.
So you disagree with George Humphrey.
In America anymore.
You disagree with George Humphrey. He says that there may be hyperinflation, but he thinks it's like a long stagnation like Japan. with certain things going up, but overall not. Either way, it's horrible. All right, Bob, stay there. Let's take a few more phone calls. Hope that answered your question, caller.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Chapman and I, during breaks, talking about nice third world countries to live in, run to. Man, to watch our country overrun by parasites, and the republic really is falling. Bob, if they pass the second stimulus, which is really letting the federal government give all its power to the private Federal Reserve, and the global greenhouse tax, and the federalization of all the water, and the hate speech laws, and they're really trying to pass everything right now, and they're getting most of it. Would you say the republic had fallen if they're able to ram through all of this?
Yes, I think you're right. They're doing anything they can to do that. The only thing I saw today that surprised me is two former members of the Federal Reserve said, no, you shouldn't give them all those things to do or all those powers. And I was really surprised at that. Both these men were in mid-80s, and I said to my assistant, I said, these are the guys that have taken from the system, been involved with the Illuminati all their lives, lived fat and happy, and now they're at their end of their days. They know they can't take it with them, and they're telling the truth.
Yeah, that happens a lot to people that want to keep their soul. At the end, that's they finally right. get true wisdom.
Well, I just saw two of them this morning.
Are you saying that's in the news or that's an inside piece?
No, it's in the news. It's in the news. One's Taylor and the other is Matlin.
I have Bloomberg a couple months ago with a, in fact, we can search this and get the actual headline, with a current, it was a Dallas Fed board member saying, New York's running everything. They've hijacked the country. They've declared the war powers. In fact, that was the Bloomberg headline. New York Fed using war powers. And so, I mean, I guess it's so centralized now because it's so criminal that maybe people in the Fed that aren't involved in the total criminality are hedging their bets, kind of going, I'm not with them.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And I think they're fearful for their families. And I think the line has been drawn. And there's a group of us on one side, which includes some of the people who are involved in the evildoing, they're saying, look, I didn't think it was going to get this bad. I don't want any part of it anymore. They're on our side of the line. And then there's all the other bad guys on the other side. And it's going to come to punch-up time. And you and I got to, be careful what we do, because they're going to try to take us out in the meantime.
Of course. Absolutely. Let's jam in another call here. Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Bob. What I wanted to talk about was Ed and Eileen Brown, the anti-tax protesters who were just sentenced to 30 years, and also the people that helped them. Do you think that this is going to send a clear message to the other anti-tax protesters to discourage things?
I'll tell you what happened with that. I supported Ed and Elaine the entire time, but I said it needs to be nonviolent because these patriots, a lot of them are big on talk and short on action. Like Elvis said, a little less talk, a little more action. And I saw things escalating. I knew feds were in there trying to hype things, get the paranoia going. That whole thing was a setup. And then I was the bad one when I told folks, I said, this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. And when the feds go in there and grab them, people aren't going to help them. So Ed and Elaine Brown, you know, are good people. We got a story up about how they were wrongfully put in prison. But they were set up. And now they're going to spend the rest of their lives in prison, and it's a horrible shame. But, I mean, I know how these things work, and I heard the people on air. I saw the operations going on, and the feds just love this. Bob Chapman.
I think that they shouldn't worry too much because sometime over the next 5 years, this thing's going to blow up, and we're going to take them out of prison, and we're going to put Mr. Bernanke and Mr. Geithner in their places in their cells.
Well, I say that. Certainly a great idea, Bob Chapman. I mean, these are criminals. I mean, mainstream news admits Geithner works for Goldman Sachs as he steals all the money and gives it to them. I mean, they're openly bank robbing everything, but SWAT teams are grabbing elderly couples and throwing them in the hoosegow.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I just want listeners to understand something. All I go off of is what the RAND Corporation Trilateral Commission, CFR, have to say. In fact, I've got it in there on Aaron's desk as we were working on a new film and put it in the film last night, with Jeb Bush at the CFR running the committee that is going to instruct the president how to Shanghai the people with illegal alien amnesty and completely breaking the back of sovereignty of the nation. Because, see, once we implode and fall apart, the big global corporations, the powerful government, it's the only life raft to swim to. It's come on board with us or drowned. Be slaves with us or drowned. This is what feudalism and serfdom is. And for those of us that study this, we understand it. It's history. I can pick up any famous award-winning history book and read about the same systems there. It's not like I have some knowledge no one else has. I guess it's like if you know how to ride a skateboard and jump a curb, but somebody else doesn't, it's just you can't believe they don't know how. Or if somebody can't ride a bike, you're like, it's so simple. And the public goes, there is no bike. You're insane. It's a conspiracy theory. And I'm going, look, you need to learn how to ride this bike. Or a better analogy is, you know, the house is on fire. I'm going, look, you got this fire smoke coming out right there. This has happened before. We know what fires look like. And they're going, oh, there's no problem. It's okay to have spies spying on us locally and have the kids being trained to spy on their parents and have offshore banks with unlimited money. We're screwed. I have a family, too. You just keep wanting it to stop. You keep wanting it to end. I want to quit the radio show. I don't want to make films. I don't want to come up here tonight and work. I'm sick of it. I don't want to have a DynCorp video from Congress where they admit in congressional hearings DynCorp and Halliburton run giant child kidnapping rings and Rumsfeld says they're above the law, we're not going to do anything to them. I mean, it's freaking me out. It freaks me out. We've had 50 million abortions and people make excuses about that and lie about that. And say it isn't a baby. It's a baby, dumbass! I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm tired of people playing games with reality. Sodium fluoride eats holes in your brains and gives you bone cancer. Show them. Just Google the term fluoride bone cancer. Thousands of mainstream articles, government documents. You're going to see it. Look! People say, oh, well, you don't do a perfect job, or you do this, or you do that. I know! I'm not perfect! I'm not up to this task! I'm sick of it! And I'm not trying to rant. I said I'd take a few more calls for Bob Chapman. It's just, this is so real. I can't believe I'm watching the equivalent of a Soviet slash Nazi takeover of America happening. I can't believe it. Bob, do you ever feel like that? Just like, I mean, even though we're immersed in this, that it's still so classically corrupt, so classically evil, so classically bad, and the public's like under some kind of spell, and then we're running on fumes, everything's falling apart, society's imploding. Thank you, Aaron. Here's a Council on Foreign Relations backs amnesty for illegals, opposes our PIO-style raids, CFR recommendations, amnesty plans, Florida Governor Jeb Bush with the CFR task force advising Obama. Your comments on that rant, Bob Chapman.
Well, number one, as far as the CFR is concerned, that's exactly what you should expect for them. And it shows you it's a bipartisan organization. All of the members have the same goal in mind, and that is world government. So it doesn't matter what party they're in. Most of them are members of the Illuminati, which includes the Bush family. And to refer back to what you were talking about just now, it does get burdensome. As deeply as we have been involved in this for as the number of years that we've been, we're always shocked when the things that we predict happen, such as the arrogance and openness of these people doing what they're doing. I guess we thought in our mind's eye that perhaps we wouldn't be able to see it coming. This is like a movie, and we're part of it, and they're just putting it together for us. But we know what we're going to have to do in the final analysis, and I think the military knows as well. And that's where it's going to end up, and it's either going to be them or us. And there's 300 million Americans out there, 80 million have been trained in the military, and 40 million have seen combat. And so we're counting on you, because we're going to need you, because These people in Washington intend on getting rid of people like Alex and I and you. Believe me. And you saw the recent commentaries about who the terrorists are. Anybody who's not in the military who's been trained for the military? Well, that's all of us, practically. And so this is where this thing is heading. And we just got to keep it together and keep on slashing away at the forest and knocking those trees down.
Well, that's it. We have to. We can't let them break our spirit. And my spirit isn't broken. It's stronger than ever. I just can't believe that the public doesn't know they're under total attack. And they're just letting the enemy lop their heads off. And it's just so mind-blowing, Bob.
Well, it gets overwhelming at times, I know. And just like all of the work that we do, and especially the enormous amount of work we physically and mentally and emotionally do every day. I mean, I had a cold this week. I had to shut down operations for a day. And here we are back again. I won't stop. There's only one way they can stop me, and I'm healthy, and I'm not going to give up, and I'm going to keep on blasting away at these people just like you are, and we're going to win.
Well, the last thing is for them to kill us, and they have killed a lot of patriots and people, but I think they understand that as they force people against the wall, that freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. I think they understand we have them outnumbered, and I think they know that they're going to lose in the end. And so they're trying to eat around the edges and slowly, you know, make excuses for what they do. But it's just going
to
be...
Alex, you know, this all brings me back to Red Dawn and the scene in the open-air place where they were keeping prisoners. And the boys came... to see their parents who were incarcerated inside this thing by the communists who had taken over. And in referring to you and I, if the government takes us out, like the man said to his son, avenge me. That's all we ask. Avenge me.
Absolutely. Well, I think the system knows that. Because anybody ever does anything to my family, they know. And it's just the issue is the average troops and the cops, they're just biological androids if they're not awake. I don't have some macho wish to go get in a fight with them. You know, that's the thing, Bob. I mean, I just want to defeat Queen Beatrix and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Maurice Strong and all this scum. And that was my closing point to you. And I appreciate you joining us, Bob Chapman, is that I was watching congressional debates and I was watching some of the Obama staff and his people and some of the Republican leadership as well. I mean, these really are just oily dirtbag crooks, and they're just there to manhandle with their canned ham hands stuff through. I saw Barney Frank live yesterday going, we know this, but this bill isn't good, but it doesn't matter. We've just got to get this foreign service spending bill for $10 billion or whatever it was through, and then Obama was signing statements can fix it. I mean, I was watching him say to the Democrats, stop fighting. Obama will add whatever you want with signing statements. And then here's Obama saying he doesn't do signing statements while he's already breaking Bush's record in the number of signing statements in this many months in office. You know, 4 months in office, he's beating Bush in 4 months of office. And here's the president now, just like an imperial ruler with signing statements. I mean, it's just, but then they say he doesn't sign signing statements. And here's Barney Frank just admitting we don't even have a government. It's just criminals doing whatever they want. As if they pass a bill, then Obama can just legislate from the executive whatever he wants. Just amazing, isn't it, Bob?
It's the world we live in, and we got to deal with it.
All right, buddy.
I'll see you next Friday.
All right, theinternationalforecaster.com, our sites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. We're about to break. I want to get into global warming hoax first and what it really means, Webster Tarpley, then some economic news and more calls. In fact, the calls on economics can just ask Tarpley those questions and get their view on it. But Webster, do you ever stagger back by the hypocrisy of Obama when you said he was going to be the greatest liar ever 6 months before he was in office? I thought you had gone overboard. I knew it was bad. But, I mean, this guy has brought lying to a new level where he says, I'm against Bush and torture. It was outrageous. And against secret detention. That's why we're going to just have preemptive stuff for what you might commit with no evidence. So it's now pre-cog, pre-crime. I mean, it's like an alternate dimension, Webster Tarpley.
Well, it's, I guess the first president who wanted this stuff was Nixon, right? Preventive detention. And now we have Obama with unlimited detention, no habeas corpus, no due process, no nothing. And you see that it seems to me it's a three-part process. You have a world economic depression. You go back to the 1930s. First, you have a depression. Then you're going to have pressures towards dictatorship. Unless you can solve the depression, most governments in the world go into this authoritarian involution. And then at the end of that, you've got World War III. And we can see signs of that. So certainly Obama's a liar. The good news is that Obama's lies are not successful. He bombed in Moscow. Nobody went gaga for Obama in Russia. Russians very, very smart, much better than the Germans last summer. And the other side now is he bombed in L'Aquila where he was trying to ram down.
Okay, let's talk about that, then the global warming stuff and a lot more. Webster Griffin Tarpley's our guest.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
All right, we're back live. Webster, I want to get into global warming first. Then we'll get into you saying he flopped. I don't know if I completely agree with that, but I respect your opinion. But I haven't been following it maybe as closely as you have. But I was in Barnes & Noble's last Friday, and I just decided to randomly walk across the room to the stacks of magazines and to just see what the propaganda was, close my eyes, and grab two. I only got through one. One was a women's magazine. One was The Atlantic. And I opened it up, and literally 50%, I have all my notes in here, of the ads are we need a global carbon tax, and they're most of them paid for by oil companies. And then, so I started digging through Time and Newsweek and a few other magazines when I was over at my parents. They were all the same. I mean, you talk about total propaganda immersion. Every other ad is for global carbon taxes and how it will save us. And then another one is how the family isn't good and we need to stop having marriages. And basically the state can raise the kids. And then there's another weird one in here that says they want to start terraforming the planet with giant blimps. I mean, you can't make up this much craziness. I mean, the public is just, as much as I think I know about propaganda, it's total immersion, Webster. All the oil companies, all the big banks, everybody behind this global carbon tax to regulate every facet of our lives. And like with the car companies, where Obama only keeps open the car dealerships that make payments to him. I mean, is this just pure mafia government? And why are they pushing so hard for this carbon tax?
Well, of course, it's a form of mass brainwashing. But let's also remember something similar has been tried before. If you go back to the Carter era, there was the same hysterical propaganda about the limits to growth, the need for sacrifice, idea of synthetic fuels, that oil was bad, and that nuclear, of course, was demonized with the staged Three Mile Island incident, with a scenario film with Jane Fonda coming out 2 weeks before, and so on and so forth. If you go back, if you have any old paperback books, go and look in the backs. The ones that come from the late 1970s have some kind of stuff about limits to growth, or the population bomb, or the oil crisis, or something like this. So this is standard. This is that wing of the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg. It's the Rockefeller group and the Soft Power group and the rest of them. In terms
Webster,
of the
as you're speaking for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I'm on page one of the Atlantic, and while you're talking, I'm just going to be flipping through it. See, this is Dutch Royal Shell, owned by Queen Beatrix, saying we've got to cut the CO2 and have a global tax.
That's the flagship of the oil cartel, Royal Dutch Shell. That's the Anglo-Dutch heart of the matter. That's the alliance that was cemented with William and Mary going over to take over from the Stuarts in 1688 with the Glorious Revolution. That's the current form of that. However, just on that front, BP, right, British Petroleum, had this whole demagogic campaign that they were beyond petroleum. They have dropped it. It's a loser. So remember, this doesn't go on forever. It's a huge assault right now, but don't give up, don't despair, because because this is the hysteria, and it's very intense, but I don't think it can be kept up for too long. Now,
but it's even got Agenda 21 in here about UN. I mean, just everything. I mean, this whole thing.
Yeah, the whole international bureaucracy, the whole
this
you know,
is
United
calling
Nations,
for the Fed to be given
community.
Let's
fight back now. And I'd like to talk about what I heard from your previous guy. This is a chance to organize a political party to sweep these people aside. But let's talk about global warming. The Waxman bill, what does it do? Cap and trade bill, right? This is a piece of absolute lunacy. It's $15 per whatever unit of hypothetical carbon that has to be offset. Now, the immediate effect of this cap and trade essentially is to put another tax on productive activity in the United States. This is the opposite of what you want to do. You want to tax speculative Wall Street transactions with a Tobin tax, a securities transfer tax. So you're taxing paper speculation, not production. This is obviously the reverse. This leaves the speculation alone. They're going to let derivatives go further, as Geithner said this morning, and now they're going to tax production. But in particular, it's the final deindustrialization of the United States, and it's genocide, because one of the main U.S. exports that still remains is, of course, food. The American farmer is a unique success story. The whole food situation of this planet depends on the American farmer. If you have a cap and trade, you're going to double the export price of U.S. corn and U.S. grain. You're going to kill, out of the billion people who are on the verge of starvation, you can easily kill half of them. You're talking about 500 million dead or something like that.
And by the way, they admit that their carbon cuts will do that. They say that's good.
They're genocidalists. Worse than Hitler.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
We're going to go back to Tarpley in a moment, but I've been promising to do this since yesterday, so I want people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is just one magazine. I walked it with my eyes closed and grabbed off the rack. I said, I want to see what the propaganda is, because every magazine I seem to open is full of nothing but brainwashing for world government, and the family's bad, and guns are bad, and patriotism's bad, and veterans are bad, and they need to be arrested. I mean, just crazy. And so I'll walk over and I grab the Atlantic. Now, look at this. First thing, Dutch Roll Shell. They have three ads in this magazine. CO2 is evil. We need a global carbon tax. We need to have the UN run it with energy, regional carbon, sequestering partnerships to make everybody put their carbon into Dutch Roll Shell mines that will store carbon dioxide below the Earth's crust. I mean, you know, just total insanity. And then, you know, everything's about the Green Revolution. And then you get into here and we need global regional control. And the Federal Reserve's got to run every facet of the economy. This is the Federal Reserve takeover. All states advertising. Everybody's going to be forced to have insurance. So everybody in the pool. And then you've got IBM saying, we're going to make everybody accept our smart grid. This will lower CO2 emissions because only absolutely essential travel will be allowed. I mean, this is total tyranny. But this is a magazine. Look, Monsanto, we got to force everybody onto GMO. It's wonderful. Letters to the editor. This is all global governments needed, police states needed. JP Morgan's great. We're going to save you. Why an oil company president supports cap and trade. An open letter from Shell.us. Of course, U.S. doesn't even mean the United States. They just put that on there to make you think it's like America. Oh, look, he's America. Look, see Dutch Roll Shell right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a few pages into this. This is a story about how we need the feds to take over. I mean, it's literally, here's another one, about global carbon taxes and 401ks and the banks. And this story's about it, and I mean, it's literally all propaganda. And then I randomly pick up other magazines. It used to be drug ads in these things, and there's still a few of those. But now it's, you know, here's Lipitor. There's one there. But mainly it's we need a global carbon tax and to control everybody. And this says don't read the food packages. Just look at the rating game. This is about Harry Potter having sex with topless dancers. Very strange. Here's another one about global markets. Here's another one about a car company and how we need global carbon taxes and controls. Here's another one for global carbon taxes and controls. Here's another one. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Here's another one about essentials to reuse, recyclable materials. And again, it's a total cult brainwashing. And car companies bragging about how they're doing this and just on and on and on and on. And Dow Chemical with propaganda about the environment. I mean, notice this is the only advertising. There's no more money left. It's all just the robber barons raping everybody. And look at this one. Then it says, do we want to chemtrail everybody? That shows a blimp spraying chemicals because they say, oh, the earth is dying from carbon dioxide that plants breathe. But do we want to let the secret chemtrailing program go on? Moving heaven and earth. And then I got the Wall Street Journal saying we need global chemtrailing and that it's already going on. I mean, we're living in the twilight. Folks, I'm not even halfway through the magazine and Tarpley's on hold and I want to get his take on a whole bunch of stuff as well. But here's another one. And then they've got one in here about how marrying is bad. And then better luck this time, another article about the green economy. I mean, that's all, folks, this is a random magazine. It's just total brainwashing. This is worse than 1984. I mean, are people not insulted by being immersed in stuff like this, being immersed in total propaganda, total brainwashing? Here's another one about the power grid and the takeover. Here's another one about the environment. Here's another bank advertisement. Here's one about Daredevil. William F. Buckley, admitted CIA, fake conservative, sent in to destroy the conservative movement. Show this slime bag how great he is. It's just all unbelievable crap. And I'm trying to find the one about how marriage isn't good. Get rid of it. I mean, these people literally are waging war on reality. And they are genocidalists. They are psychopathic control freaks. They are complete scum. I'm trying to find the one saying get rid of marriage. I'll find it while Webster's talking. But Webster, here's the last ad. Another one with Shell. In the new energy future, we'll need to think around corners. And then it says the global population and what Shell wants to do to take care of it. I mean, these people mean business, Webster. What does it mean? Because I've since looked at other magazines when it's almost a complete conversion. No more drug company ads. Now it's just direct banking and oil company propaganda.
Well, you've got to remember that the Atlantic Monthly is the house organ of the left oligarchy. I call them the leftogarchs. This is the Boston and Connecticut insurance mutual fund. It's kind of a second Wall Street that you have up there in New England. So this extreme multicultural, politically correct, and what they're expressing is their class consciousness. In other words, what seems to me to be worth underlining is the hysteria of all of this, the desperation, the lunacy of it all. Right? It's like an amazing.
Yeah, these people
spectacle.
Need to be in insane asylums. I agree. Yeah. I mean, they say get rid of the frickin' family openly. They're waging war on the species.
Right, what you learn from this is that the U.S. ruling elite is terminally decadent. You can choose between keeping that ruling elite and having the country go down. If they remain in power with the kinds of values they have, and Obama is, of course, their creature, Obama finds this very congenial. These are his ego ideals, right? The Yale Law School and Columbia and all the rest of this. This is the territory of the Atlantic Monthly, and they were big supporters. Andrew Sullivan is one of the guys who said, if we can only get Obama in, then we can go back to false flag, because people will believe him where they wouldn't believe
Webster.
Bush.
Isn't it strange fate that I said, I'm going to randomly walk across Barnes & Noble, close my eyes 10 feet away, walk up and randomly grab two magazines. This is one of them. The other one's a women's magazine I haven't been able to read yet. But the first page was Get Rid of Your Man. And it's the same message in here. I guess they want to destroy the family because anything that's cohesive, anything that stands upright away from them must be destroyed because we've all got to cling to their skirts. I mean,
this is their class consciousness. And what they would say is, this is the ruling class that hates the blue collar and middle class. So what they're saying is that we don't like middle class values or working class values because we are this cosmopolitan, polymorphous, perverse mass of creatures, right? And therefore we don't like your Victorian morality, right? This is also Soros, right? He wants to legalize drugs, right? He wants to bring in massive narcotics, make it available everywhere. And there's a big campaign. If you look at MSNBC, they're actively campaigning for drug legalization, which would be one of the main tools that they would use to destroy the family. Any parent knows that anybody coming on the scene saying, I want to legalize drugs, is your deadly enemy, right? That's the middle class fighting for its existence against this hysterical oligarchy.
Well, Tarpon, let me stop you there, and I'm not going to interrupt much more, but I'm for decriminalization because we know they use it to launder the money and then put people in prison. I'm not for legalization, and you're right. And I've seen the university papers about how they want to drug the public. That's what the Prozac and Ritalin is. And I understand the Soros angle is he loves it for that. But can't you see that they're also using the phony drug war as another pretext of control?
But there's no drug war. The CIA brings the drugs and Wall Street launders the money. And if you're going to capitulate to the CIA and Wall Street, that's the end of it.
Oh, you think now they want to legalize it and directly sell it to us?
Of course.
And then maybe make kids take it in their lunchboxes or something.
Yes. They want the American people to be more stupefied than they are. They say, you're not stupefied enough. You got to be more inert, more apathetic, more dumbed down, And the next wave is we're going to say that marijuana is cool, and we're going to ram that down your throat.
Well, look at Afghanistan, and I'm sure you've seen this, but now the BBC admits, I heard this a month ago in my car and almost fell over, so I've told the story every day since, and they said, the army does guard the poppy fields now, so the local farmers have some money, and so the Taliban can't rough them up. When the Taliban's been given different sectors, works for the government as a client, as you've documented, and they admit it's up like ninefold what it was, and local news says here in Austin we're neck deep swimming in heroin. I mean, they're openly shipping it in now and saying it's for America's security.
Yeah, these are the last days of Pompeii. What I would say is, the kind of stuff you're seeing with that sort of eco-fascism in the Atlantic Monthly, that is a ruling class that sees the British Isles are sinking into the North Sea under the weight of trillions and trillions of derivatives, and the U.S. is collapsing at a breathtaking rate. So the Anglo-American ruling class collectively says, we are doomed. If they were religious, they would express this with the idea that the end of the world is at hand, because for them, it seems to be. Now, they're obviously neo-pagan, so they express it in this stuff, the polar bears are dying and the seas are rising and all the rest of it. But even there, notice, British Petroleum, you're not going to find any more British Petroleum green ads because they've quit it. That's the news from yesterday. They're not going to be Beyond Petroleum anymore. They're going to be, we're an oil and gas company and that's who we are, and we're giving up this whole idiotic garbage of Beyond Petroleum. So,
now, this is the good news. You're saying you believe they're stalling, and they did announce yesterday, we're not going to bring the carbon tax vote up for 2 months in the Senate, but I think that could be a fast one. But you're saying from your antennae, your feelers out there, that you're saying you believe this was all this over-propaganda, this over-energetic propaganda everywhere was actually a death rattle, fit? As the New World Order sits in its crap-filled diapers?
There is no plan. In other words, these are a bunch of pragmatists who they go from one thing to another. But the idea is that if you look at the situation, I think, in the Congress, it's going to be hard to pass this. If you look at the world situation, that's really the news of today, was the last day of the World Economic Summit, the Group of Eight in L'Aquila, presided over by Berlusconi. Obama was the chairman of this expanded Group of Eight, where they brought in Brazil, they brought in some other third world countries, developing countries, and they said, okay, now you're going to join in on some kind of a cap and trade or carbon emissions limits. We're going to impose our carbon offsets and permits on you. And Lula, of all people, the International Monetary Fund puppet Lula of Brazil, says, no, we're not going to do it. And also India says no, and China says no. So this is a good case where the third
world
guys...
But they've still got us to rape, and we're the,
Yeah, but this is a big defeat. In other words, this was what they wanted to do, is to say, how do we strangle the economic development of China and India and Brazil? How do we, because these are the BRIC, right? You put in Russia, that's the BRIC, the BRIC group. How do we strangle them? Well, they said, we won't try to bomb them because we can't. It's too big, and the consequences would be disastrous. We won't use Bush's right-wing methods anymore. We'll use Obama's left-wing methods, and we'll get them to strangle them with, rather than bomb them, strangle them, using these left-wing demagogic slogans about global warming and the polar bears and all the rest of this stuff. As far as I can see, he has fallen on his face, and this is one of his primordial tasks. The Anglo-American finance oligarchs wanted him to strangle, above all, China, and he has failed.
And well, I want to bring this up to you, and I want you to break down that good news here, Webster, but the issue is, I did watch his press conference with the Russian president, and I don't find the Russian president to be particularly an imposing figure, but Obama was groveling and very supine almost to him. And then same thing with the Saudi king, the bowing, the groveling. When he doesn't have a teleprompter, is that why he got the power? Because every time I see him with even an oil company exec or a banker, he... Or his chief of staff or Geithner, he literally toadies and bows to everyone. And is this a problem for the elite when people keep seeing Obama groveling to anybody and everybody?
He is like Lord Sir Neville Chamberlain. In other words, Obama is a weakling and appeaser by design. in the sense that only by being an appeaser can he be the kind of warmonger that they need. Remember, with Chamberlain, Chamberlain said, we're not going to get involved. We're just going to build up Hitler and play him against the Soviets and Stalin, and we'll get rid of both of them in the process, and the British Empire can go on for another 100 years. With Obama, it's the same thing. We are too bankrupt. Our military is at the point of collapse, I would think. We're isolated. We're hated. We can't attack anybody. We've got to play the enemy states one against another, and therefore we need a president who is structurally a weakling and an appeaser, but this hides the cunning, right? The whole dissembling, deception, strategic trickery, duping, brainwashing, hypnosis, all the stuff that Obama brings, that's how he operates. Now, in terms of Russia, I think he bombed there. The first thing is the New York Times admits Obama's magic got him nowhere. The Russians were not impressed. Hats off to the Russians.
Medvedev was looking at him like he was some type of jackass.
Well, and Medvedev is not the strongest. I mean, Putin is the one who really counts. But in terms of the Russian masses, they couldn't care less about Obama. You didn't have 200,000 Russian lemmings for Obama the way you had 200,000 German lemmings at the Brandenburg Gate last year for Obama. That didn't happen. Now, the key one that I watched was the Obama-Putin meeting. This was this breakfast meeting yesterday. And you could see that this was a tense meeting. This was no love fest. And at the end, according to the RT correspondent, Russia Today, cable television, if you can get it, or the Internet, there was an argument. There was an altercation between Putin and Obama. Now, the results of this are what? The U.S. now has the right to fly over Russia to deliver military equipment to Afghanistan. And this is like saying, if you insist on going into the inferno, go ahead. You know, be our guest. We know what you will find in Afghanistan. You will find defeat and death and destruction and the possible collapse of your own state. So they say, if you really want this, you know, go ahead and do it. So that's the big result. The other one is Medvedev wanted a nuclear states conference, kind of, you know, nuclear issues. The U.S. will accept that, too. Funny, will the Israelis be invited? Are they a nuclear state? They sure are, but they never say they are. And then the third one is that if the Iranians give up a nuclear program, which they always say they don't have, if they give it up, then the U.S. will not build the missiles in Poland, right? Now, today, Medvedev even says, if they insist on building the missiles, we're going to put these short-range nukes into Kaliningrad, into this exclave of Russia, this East Prussia, pretty much, so we can blow them up within a few minutes. So I don't think, I think nobody was duped. Not even Medvedev was duped, and for sure not.
I want to briefly talk to you in the final segment, Webster, about Iran. How's that going?
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com
or download it in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Webster, we know they've been spying on 9/11 Truth. They've had congressional hearings demonizing Richard Gage and others with a thermite and thermate. And a lot of other evidence of harassment of 9/11 truthers. Some black ops setups where they come out of dark alleys with women in wheelchairs and ram you and say you attacked them. And we had to fight that in court, and that was exposed as a fraud. The New York Post had to retract. They've now done that again where they attack your car and then say you tried to run over them. That just happened to a 9/11 truther where they now run out and jump on your car. They've got local police that's coming out. A Q section at NSA is now really concerned and spying on government people in the NSA and CIA concerning who know about 9/11 being an inside job. I mean, when do they run out of gas? I mean, sure, people know they're crooks and liars, but they don't seem to care. Do they run out of gas in places like Iran? Do they really think they could overthrow it staging that thing? Or was it just meant to demonize Iran ahead of Israeli military strikes? What do you see there?
I think this was a semi-serious, halfway serious, and maybe totally serious attempt to have a people power coup, color revolution, velvet revolution, postmodern coup, as I say in my book about Obama, the postmodern coup. However, it's failed. Now, I think what you're going to see there is Ahmadinejad is something like a soldier or a secret police guy. He's like Putin in some ways, not as smart. But the big problem he's got is these mullahs are an albatross. You know, they're an albatross around his neck. The mullahs are bad news. The mullahs are the people who send out the morality police to harass women in the streets. I think now that a lot of the mullahs have turned against Ahmadinejad, he might say, look, let's dump the mullahs. Let's go to a straight bureaucratic authoritarian state where we won't come and try to harass you for wearing headscarves or not, or whatever, you know, whatever other stuff they try to enforce with these morality police, and that he would get then a new kind of stability.
Let me stop you quickly. We're almost out of time. Are you saying CIA clearly involved bringing Ayatollah Khomeini in?
And the other one,
the mullahs.
In the last minute. The big thing is China, right? This thing in China, Urumqi, this is huge. China, that's a superpower. They have real nukes. This is all run from here in Washington. It's this woman, Rabia Kadir, right? This is the World Uyghur Congress of Rabia Kadir.
So that blow-up we just saw was staged, you're saying?
Absolutely staged. They get $550,000 from Project Democracy under Richard Gebhardt. They did it a year ago with the Turkestan Islamic Party. They had bombings going on. That wouldn't fly because the head of it was this Commander Saif, and he was, he was an ugly sort of Al-Qaeda figure, right? Some kind of a bin Laden. Now they have this passionaria, this woman, Rabia Kadir, who staged, she called into the place, alerted her organization. They had a clash in a factory on the 26th of June, and then they blew it up on the 5th of July. Now, the cyber attacks, right, the cyber attacks on the U.S. and South Korea are the retaliation by China saying, you interfere in Xinjiang, in Chinese Turkestan, we have an even cheaper and more deniable way to come back at you, and that could get to be huge. In other words, if the U.S. doesn't back off and stop this constant meddling and interference, then the Chinese retaliation in the Internet could become very, very serious, right?
I know the West is there, but you're saying while they're asking China to hold the T-bills and prop us up, they're busy staging, and we know they didn't
Tibet. It all comes from the U.S. It's this woman, and it's all documented. This is, you can go to the Xinhua, New China News Agency. They have a whole tape where they explain.
No, I know about it. I just didn't know this latest. It just never ends. Webster, amazing interview as usual. Both your books available on Obama at Infowars.com. Suggest folks get them. Invaluable reading. You're also in my film, The Obama Deception, available at Infowars.com. This is the film to get and show people, for folks to understand what's happening. Thank you, Webster. Good to have you with us.
My pleasure always, Alex. More power to you.
More power to you, buddy.
Bye.
Back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the abbreviated Sunday show. And back next Monday. Great job, crew. Retransmission with all the key info starts now. Infowars.com. 24-hour-a-day streaming. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.